Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy you, sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 135. Five, here we are, ready to go with the song of the summer 2021, and here with the man who is music to the ears of podcast listeners of 3.5 podcasts. Here he is, Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Whitaker.
Season two, baby.
Yes. Boy, you really foisted yourself into my cross-country move.
Well, can I say something, by the way?
Sure.
You know, you move across the country.
Yeah.
And you leave me, first of all, you leave me a goodbye present, which is my favorite podcast, calling me a coward, in the last podcast you record. I'm catching, you know, ricochet bullets from, you know, from episodes you're doing. And then, you know, you made a big deal. I said it's the season finale of Rap, which, whatever this is called, I forgot. We haven't been here in a while.
Yeah.
Renap. And then, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, everyone's taking a break, so it's really the RHAP season finale. And then somehow, this is the only podcast that took any sort of break at all. Every podcast continued unencumbered.
Every other show figured out a way to keep it going. You're the only person that was opted for, I'm good.
You didn't tell me.
I won't record.
I would have done two shows.
What do you mean? What do you mean I didn't tell you that I offered you on the podcast like 9 scenarios. You said, I think I'm good. I need 2 weeks off.
I said I need 2 weeks off. I don't think so.
Yeah, I got to focus on the Olympics. Did they cancel the Olympics? I've been away.
No, they didn't. They did not cancel the Olympics.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I hadn't heard anything in a while.
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. No news is good news with the Olympics,
right? That is
right.
That is right. We get to day one. I think we are good to go. Yes. I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're very excited to have this man with us once again. He's been a big part of the show since the beginning as the keeper of our spreadsheet, but reached international acclaim last summer with the breakout hit, Forget the Mustard, It's Karate Time. I could not be more thrilled to bring back the great Will from America.
Hello. It's the summer is here, and we're ready to create the anthem to make it known.
Yes. Okay. This is so exciting, Will, that there was so much anticipation to get you back here to come up with the follow-up to Forget the Mustard, It's Karate Time. Any pressure to live up to the success of the original?
I've been super nervous. You know, I don't want to have a sophomore slump. I don't want to be like, you know, who Foster the People, who like, you know, put out a big song and then after that, no one cared about them.
Well, Will, we had a whole bracket of one-hit wonders.
Maybe I'll be on the next one.
You could be up there. Yeah. Akiva, although, would that put Forget the Mustard, It's Karate Time into the one-hit wonder bracket for when we do the best of the one-hit wonders not in the original bracket?
I'm just honored that it's considered a hit, you know? Like, I'm happy to be there if that works. Yeah, listen, it will take a yeoman.
Yeah. Y-E-O-M-A-N.
Ding, you nailed it. So, it'll take a yeoman's effort to top last time. I definitely admit that. It's hard to make a better song than we made last time. I don't think there are better songs.
I agree.
Than the 2020 Song of the Summer.
Not yet.
But yeah, I do think we have more material because there was like nothing going on last time. We were just stuck at home. Mm-hmm. And now it's
well,
like a real
I feel
summer.
Like actually, yeah. We have less material this year. I feel like that last year there were big events going on.
It was
on.
Unprecedented.
I mean, what are we going to talk about?
These are very precedented.
Yeah, it was unprecedented times. Uh-huh. I mean, these are kind of precedented times. We've kind of been in a holding pattern for a while. So I guess things are starting to change up, but I guess that's what we're here to do. We're going to spend an hour or so just kicking ideas around with Will, just three great composers sitting here like talking about ideas. Yeah. And then we're going to then let Will do his work. And then we'll stop down. We're recording this on Thursday. And on over the weekend, we'll get back together and see what Will came up with.
I thought I was going to write the song this time, honestly.
Do you have a backing track ready to go, Akiva?
I don't know. I once wrote a song for RHAP, and Mike Bloom was like, so what's the bridge? And I'm like, well, hold on. Let me Google bridge. So I'm not really so musically not so musically inclined, but I could figure it out. I think we got a lot of suggestions, Rob. One thing I was wondering, like at the very top, is like last time... We said it was the song of the summer, but we called the song, like, Forget the Mustard, It's Karate Time. Should we call it the song of the summer this time? Let people know for real that, like, this is the song of the summer. Or should we, or at least have the words, like, mention in the song, like, this is the song of the summer?
Yeah. I've had the same thought, Akiva.
Really?
Yeah. I think for SEO purposes, that's certainly a good idea.
Rob, you love SEO.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Rob good. Wasn't interested. That's then you I mentioned like SEO, and he got all excited.
Yeah. So when people Google, hey, what is the song of the 2021. Summer? 2021.
We literally call it Song of the Summer 2021.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm not saying that this is what we have to do, but let's work off
it's
of
an
this.
Idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is okay. The name of the song is the Song of the Summer,
And maybe 2021. Is that work for SEO? If it was Song of the Summer 2021, or just. I think Song of the Summer is even better because even like next year, people will be Googling this.
Let me see. Now, is there a song already that's called Song of the Summer? That's
and should we maybe get the jump on the Song of the Fall?
Ooh,
Song of the Fall.
Mm-hmm. Or the Autumn. What do you think is going to be more SEO?
I think Song of the Summer probably has more SEO than that.
But there are no songs of the fall.
That is true. You're getting a much bigger piece of an almost invisible pie with the song of the fall.
Pumpkin pie. Yeah.
Rob, do you live in the South now? Are you a Southerner?
I think I live in the South. I don't know if I'm a Southerner. Uh-huh. I don't know if I was a Californian.
Right. Do you think of yourself as a New Yorker? Are you a New Yorker still?
Yeah, at heart? I think that I'm probably more of a New Yorker living in different places. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're a changed man now that you've moved across the country?
Yeah. Yeah, these 2 weeks the move changed.
Yeah, I complained about the move for a solid 6 months. I don't know if people believe me, but you have my back now, right? Moving is truly the worst thing you could do.
You know, no, it's so true because you never hear anybody talk about it. But yeah, moving is really hard and it's a whole ordeal. And I don't think that people talk about this enough. Mm-hmm.
I think I would rather if like I had to move this summer, but I could stay for two more years and I had to give up my pinky toe. I think I'd give up the pinky toe.
Hmm. Yeah. Could this be part of the song, Will?
About moving?
Or cutting off your pinky toe so you don't have
to. Seems like a very specific experience to you, Akiva. I don't know if that would really have like the universal appeal we're going for.
Okay.
Hmm.
But
all right. Rob famously,
it's an idea.
You wanted the song to include one thing you asked last time, right? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah. What did I? No.
I think it was something about being waxed, vaxed.
Oh, yeah. Waxed, vaxed, and totally relaxed.
Totally relaxed. Okay.
Yeah.
Will doesn't sound excited about having to say
words. I think we can fit that in there. You know, if that's your one demand.
Yeah, because I don't want to be like Sam Darnold and like give people second thoughts about
this
getting the
vaccination.
It's a pro-vax song.
Yeah. By the way, people don't know. People know we're great comedians. They don't know that we're humanitarians. We sold a lot of copies of the song last year. We said we'd split it three ways, but we'll keep the money. Mm-hmm. Well, how much money did you make from the song last year?
About $150.
Man, oh. Big time. $150.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is pretty impressive. I have one more complaint. Then we'll get into the nitty gritty of the song.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm working about? Like 15-hour days. I got like 7 jobs.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
I do 7 jobs.
I don't know. I'm working a lot. I'm working a lot right now. I don't know. I don't know
what
the
podcast. Do they count as your jobs?
I guess they sort of do. Each podcast is a job. Three?
Put it on the census.
3.5 jobs, but it's really 3. For job wise, it's 3 podcasts. I don't think it's a separate job to have like the Patreon episode and the regular episode of 32 Fans. But like I didn't do a podcast for 9 days. I haven't listened to a podcast in probably 2 weeks. I haven't watched a TV show or a movie in a couple weeks or really any sporting events.
Okay.
And so my wife goes out with the kids and I can't go because I'm working till all hours of the night. Comes home at like 11 o'clock from, she's like, oh, you won't believe. We just went to the best restaurant. The best restaurant. I'm like, okay. She's like, did you have dinner? I was like, I don't know. She's like, I said, did you bring me something? She's like, well, did you have dinner? So like now we're playing a game of chicken. Anyway, I didn't get anything. I'm working like the night shift here. I'm working 2, you know, doubles and they, nobody's bringing me home. So now I identify with people who maybe their spouses order themselves delivery, but don't get it for it.
Yeah. So you know how that
yeah, feels.
It's okay. Welcome to the club. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Should that be part of the song, Will, about people who have spouses who order takeout or go to restaurants and don't bring home their partner anything?
You know, I'll put it in my notes. Sounds pretty wordy.
It is very verbose. The first thing someone wanted to include, actually, we had a life experience. Rob and I don't know from this, leaving the house. Will had a life experience that was fascinating a couple weeks ago. He went to a pizza shop, and he ran into one of our faves, Timothy Chalamet, in the pizza store.
Wow, you saw Timothy Chalamet getting pizza?
Oh, no, it was a guy who looked exactly like Timothy Chalamet.
What the hell? I thought it was really, get out of here, Will. I thought it was really Timothy Chalamet. Like,
what is Timothy Chalamet doing in Virginia?
See, I thought the joke was that it was very obvious that it wasn't actually Timothy Chalamet.
Well, I'm face blind. Think of the face blind people.
But are you map blind?
Well, I mean, maybe he's in D.C. I figure maybe Will's like going over to some great pizza store in D.C., Maryland. Like, Chalamet can't be in D.C. You think maybe he's lobbying Congress about
Chalamet
climate change.
Chalamet has been going to speak to Congress.
They'd let anybody speak to Congress. Yeah. Look who they let in. They wouldn't let Chalamet give a little speech at
I mean, yeah, sometimes people just come in.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true, too. Anyway, I didn't realize. But maybe eating pizza with Chalamet is something. Our first suggestion, Rob, came from one Josh Wiggler. Will had a couple forms. Do you have any suggestions for what the song of Summer 21 should be about? Specific song lyrics. Think of things you could feasibly hear on the radio at a TJ Maxx. That is a very specific example.
Yeah.
Josh Wiggler says, can you sing about raspberry pink lemonade? I don't think we can.
Like, are we infringing on Jason Curtis Rivera's lemonade
that
reviews?
That is true. I think we might be.
See, I feel like raspberry pink lemonade is like, it's something that hasn't really been tapped into yet. There's no song about it. I did the Googling and checked. I feel like it's a very big, it's a very summery drink.
Yep. That is pretty summery. Yeah. Does it rhyme with anything?
The last couple summers, the drinks, and Will, you're much younger than us. I think it was like the alcoholic seltzers that I'm blanking on the name now.
Mm-hmm. Got White Claw.
White Claw.
Yeah, White Claw.
That was big a couple years ago.
Yeah. Bud Light Seltzer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them.
Yeah, I like all seltzers. But my mother-in-law famously only drinks seltzer. We have like 100 seltzers when she comes to the house. Oh, she won't drink water.
What flavor?
She doesn't. If plain seltzer. She will not drink flavored seltzer. Plain seltzer by like the gallon.
Kind of a snob. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's snobbier things. Like she only drank like the fancy like Perrier water that like served by a waiter or something. I don't know.
So it's raspberry pink lemonade?
Yeah, that's what Wiggler says. We don't listen. None of these, nothing. If you think like, oh, that doesn't work, don't force anything in there.
Sure.
Do we have any lyrics last year? I feel like maybe the Hoosiers thing last year was forced in. There was a couple things that maybe that we don't have to, don't force anything in. You don't have to listen to us.
I do think one of the main flaws with It's Karate Time, if you want to say that there are flaws.
It's a perfect song.
It's a perfect song, but I do think there maybe a little too many inside jokes if we're trying to really sweep the nation.
No, not enough.
People want us to talk about like Chappelle's late night tweeting. I do think that's a little inside baseball if we're trying to like take over YouTube, you know?
Yeah.
Because Chappelle also, I had asked him, what should we have included in the song? And he said that, he wanted us to mention when we called his Aunt Kathy on the podcast and she invited us over for vodka.
Yes, that's very specific now.
That is very specific.
Chappelle's Aunt Kathy. If people think we're going to talk about Dave Chappelle, maybe, I don't know. Okay. This is from Julia, your girlfriend. Is this your girlfriend, WFA?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That is my girlfriend.
All right. She says, do you have any suggestions? No plot, just random hot girl summer vibes.
Yeah.
What is that?
I could see that.
Hot girl summer.
Yeah, hot girl summer. I feel like most of the, if we're looking at like actual songs of the summer, most of them aren't really about anything. They're mostly just kind of general having a good time, like going out, dancing, alcohol.
Okay. Well, could we improve upon this? Because, you know, I feel like that hot girl summer is very, like, exclusive. I mean, could we open this up to all women?
Do we want to be the men making a song for...
See, I thought we were going to go, like, genderless. You're saying, what about the ugly people?
I'm saying all people.
Yes. Oh, all people.
Bring them all in. Bring them all in. Like, why are we excluding women who may not be in the category of hot girl summer? First of all, was it a hot woman?
Yeah, and what about the people for whom it's not summer in the other side of the equator? We've got to think about them, too.
It's really the song for the winter in Australia.
Oh, maybe should we go into, maybe come in that way?
Yeah. If you could mention some of the countries where it's not summer right now, that would be helpful. Like, I don't know them off the top of my head. We're not like brainiacs here, but if you could write like Ecuador, maybe, I don't know. Quito, Ecuador, that's a place, I think.
Yeah.
Owen says, licking life like a popsicle, gonna eat it all up before it melts.
Boy, that's very specific.
Yeah, I don't love that either. Cornyn says, talk about cute puppies. Everyone loves cute puppies. I don't know. Puppies are more of like a winter thing. Like, all right, the beach is over. Let's get a puppy.
Yeah. We're too busy in the summer for
I mean, most people
That's a
are.
A lot of work. Stay home and house train a puppy. Do that in the fall.
Yeah. That's the last time I want to be, you know, adding more commitments to my life.
2020 was a good year for a puppy.
If you're going to do home, it.
Yeah, that was the time to do it. You know, everybody had a lot of downtime. Now, the 2021 Song of the Summer is not about housebreaking.
No, not at all. Tom Fratt says ska is back.
Ska's back.
Should we bring ska? Like, can we incorporate ska? I feel like you like ska music, Will.
I do like ska music, and I heavily debated making the Song of the Summer 21 ska. But, you know, I don't know if we're ready to go, like, full ska. Maybe have, like... A little hint of ska, a little sprinkle.
I think that's the way to go, probably.
Yeah. A sprinkle of ska. Yeah.
Okay, a sprinkle of ska. This is very exciting. Will, what's brought ska back?
You know, I think it's really just like the 30-year nostalgia trend. So like ska was big in the 90s, and now it's been about 30 years since then. So it's coming back around. Everything's just like...
Akeem, is that why this podcast is so big, that people have a lot of nostalgia for things from 30 years ago?
Well, what's for...
That we talk about?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's possible. That, yeah, what's going to be big this year? 1991, Minnesota Twins, probably not. What else was big in 91? Gulf War. There'll be a lot of Gulf War fans coming out of hiding.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of that. Really missed that.
A lot of Saddam Husseiniacs. Standing there, man. Robin says, the sheer glee of running around a grocery store without restrictions. She includes some lyrics. Tell those grannies in the aisle to eat my dust. Another lyric. Cramming tissues in my cart like I'm a Olivia Rodrigo. Item limits out of style like your mom's loaf of homemade sourdough. Now, that lyric is horrible, but Olivia Rodrigo is very big right now. I don't think we get her to like feature on this song, but should we mention her?
Can you repeat that lyric again? We're stuffing tissues in our cart.
Cramming tissues in my cart like I'm Olivia Rodrigo. Item limits out of style, like your mom's loaf.
I'm sorry, could you explain the what does Olivia Rodrigo cram tissues?
I think it's because she wrote like Driver's License, which is a really sad song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not like, okay, well, I'm
I think people are crying
like,
listening so to Driver's License or Sour, but, her album. That I've not listened to 20, 30 times.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like that last year was the year people were hoarding paper products
tissues
in the supermarket.
Yes, yes, yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Like, why am I running through the supermarket getting all the tissues in 2021?
She also says you should have a lyric, I'm vaxxed, unmasked, and here at TJ Maxx. I don't know. Also, include a really intense bass drop for no reason at all.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah. I can get down with that.
That we can do.
Mm-hmm.
That we can do. Yeah. But I don't think that going to the supermarket and stocking up on products is the milieu we're looking for in 2021,
yes,
right?
That is right. Jordan Kalish has some ideas, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
He says, talk about hotties with antibodies being able to do stuff again. Vaccines,
baby. That was
baby.
Last year.
Yeah, but now we have the antibodies from the vaccine. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm your everything like a bagel with seeds. Baby, you know I can fill your needs. Now, if you envision Jordan Kalish singing that, RIP to your launch.
Yeah. You know, I do have to say, with all due respect to the listeners, I feel like, let us come up with the lyrics. We're looking for themes of what should be on there.
Okay.
Like, I think that's very presumptuous to, here's a lyric for your song. You don't even know what the song is
about.
To be
fair, we did ask for lyrics. But
we did ask for lyrics. Mm-hmm.
I did, okay. But
well, that's
can I give
bad,
you one
then.
More from
that's
Kalish and then we could get into it?
Yeah.
Got onion and garlic, but I don't smell. Come on, baby, I can ding that bell.
Now, see, that's actually very good.
Is it?
That's very strong.
Very strong from Kalish.
That's very strong. Uh-huh. Very strong lyric. Should be the chorus.
Should be the chorus.
Yeah. And one more from Emily Huff. I'm dripping with that Pfizer on the beach with my seltzer and visor. How'd you know we were talking about seltzer so much?
Yeah. Seltzer's hot.
Seltzer is hot. Do we want to do a lot of vaccine talk? I feel like that.
It's over.
I don't think
already.
So. Yeah. I think
the people
we're
want the vaccine. And this is famously a pro-vaccine podcast. They got it already for the most part.
Exactly.
At least in the United States of America.
We can like say like vaxxed, waxed, but that's vaxxed, like kind of like.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We don't have to like, the whole thing doesn't have to be about that. We don't have to
we're not emphasizing
it. It's not going to be like a line about Pfizer.
Although,
nothing rhymes with Moderna.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe we could get some people who are, vaccine hesitant to maybe cross over if we really.
That's a possibility.
Highlight. Yeah. The values of the all the good reasons to get vaccinated.
Listen to us, Sam Darnold. What we have to say,
Rob. We're not trying to make the world a better place. We're trying to make a lot of money.
Yes, we are trying to become independently wealthy and ultimately retire from a song that is so big, and ideally win a Grammy on our way to an EGOT.
Of course, a Grammy would be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because the E is so easy, right?
Yeah.
Like
everyone
has daytime Emmys.
So true.
And then, like, if you have the Grammy, the Tony, if you're rich, you just become a producer of, like, a big musical. You get the T.
Yeah.
The Oscar is the hard one, honestly. We have to become, like,
the
makeup.
The Oscar is, like, the triple of the cycle.
Yeah, that's really, like, maybe we'll become, like, makeup and hairstyle people or something. I don't know how we're going to win or not. Maybe a short film. There aren't a lot of, like, those short films. We could make one and hope to win one. I'm not sure.
Yeah, make like the short animated film category.
Should that be the song that's trying to win an EGOT or no?
What do you think, Will?
I think that maybe save that for part three once we're already on our way there.
Is this a trilogy? Are we stopping at three?
I think so. I think I think we.
Well, let's nail.
Let's see how this goes. Yeah. If this is a disaster, then maybe we keep it a tight two.
Yeah. Okay.
What else we got, Rob?
Do we have any other suggestions, or did you just dump out the whole mailbag?
Oh, we got dozens. You want to hear from other people? I thought you wanted to hear from us.
I'd like to hear if you have things too, but I'd like to also hear, like, do you have stuff?
Angel says, I'm terrible at music, but Will from America will do great. All right. Probably true.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's probably true.
We did get a suggestion from someone I went to high school with who I am very confident doesn't know what RNAP is, just because I tweeted it out. And she gave very earnest suggestions. She said the song should be about freedom. I know that sounds cheesy, but just think quarantine, mental illness, racism, lots of things can fit a free theme. I don't think we want to make a song about racism. But maybe, you know, freedom.
It would be free from racism.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Should we
think about it?
Should we, well, someone said, should there be like a rap verse in there? Should we get like, should we get someone to drop a rap verse in the middle of the song?
Who would we have do the rap verse?
Well, someone said
it probably shouldn't
Puya's be Puya's musical stylings as part of a freestyle rap. I don't know. Are there other good rappers in the
art? What about Chester?
Oh, yeah, no, okay.
Chester.
Let's move away.
Mixmaster Mike.
Yeah. So I think that we have a lot of, I mean, probably just a bevy of potential rappers that could drop a rap.
Rob, yeah. What about moving cross country? Is that something we want to talk about? Summer says you should talk about moving cross country. Like moving socks,
well,
do we want to let the word out?
Yeah, a lot of people are relocating around the country, so that is topical, but I don't know if we should, you know, it's not really exciting. It's not fun. Yeah. Kind of a downer.
I just want it all fun. No negativity in this song of the summer.
Yeah, this song is like we have been sort of unable to enjoy the summer of 2020, but here we are. We're ready to go. Things are opening up. And we're out there trying to enjoy the summer of 2021. Mm-hmm.
Ryan Miller says, hot off the vax, time to relax as I spend my government stacks getting wasted to the max. I don't know if that's going to make it in.
I like wasted to the max.
I don't know. I feel like that seems very 1991. Speaking of things that were 30 years
1991,
ago.
It's coming
like
back.
Like people saying
back.
To the max.
Now, yeah, to the max.
It's back.
Is that back?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that in real life.
Yeah.
Tomas says, then she asks, did we ever stop wearing masks? I don't know. That feels very deep.
Mm. Did we ever stop? Well, that's very, very interesting because, like even if you take your mask off, we all do wear a mask.
Yeah. Now, maybe he means, because he lives in the Czech Republic, maybe they just have not gotten vaccinated yet and they are still wearing masks. I don't know if he's being literal, but I'm not sure. Yeah, but I do like the deep part there. I don't know.
Yeah, that is very deep. Mm-hmm. But
very deep.
That seems like more for like a ballad. Yeah. Maybe that should be like, if we put out an album of the summer, maybe that should be like one of the slow songs about how, you know, I'll never actually take off my mask. You won't ever see the real me until you get to know me.
So what else is going to be happening this summer that we could talk about, Rob?
Oh, yeah. So something else that's really big that's happening right now is a lot of talk about inflation.
Yes.
Like balloons?
No, like of the monetary policy. Yes. A lot of people are worried about the cost of goods are going up. Is there anything that we could do like a double entendre of that our expectations are inflating at a rate higher than the dollar right now?
Something about the Federal Reserve maybe throw in there. Yeah, that's good. Gas is very expensive. Lots of things rhyme with gas.
Expensive.
Also, another thing that's going on is there's a lot of ransomware hackers that are going out there, and then you have to pay them in Bitcoin. Yeah.
Should we mention cryptocurrency? That's very hot right now. Crypto, or should we mention NFTs? NFTs are...
No, NFTs, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I bought baseball cards for $100. They were worth like $1,200 for a minute. Now they're back down to $100. The next time I check, they'll probably be at negative $50.
Yeah,
think NFTs
maybe
are over?
Should we try to?
Should we tell people that NFTs are over?
Non fungible in there. Yeah,
I don't like non fungible.
You're pro fungible. You like things that are fungible?
A fungible summer.
Fungible summer.
Do people know that Will is podcasting with exposed brick in the background? I think people should know that for context.
People should know that.
Yes, that Will's a fancy man. He's got a girlfriend who wants to have a hot girl summer, and he's got exposed brick in his house.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Is there anything about the hackers, Will? Does that speak to you?
Well, what can we say about the hackers that's like, you know, making it I would have to like come up with like a play on words.
So the hackers are really interrupting a lot of the supply chain, and we can talk about how the summer is really off the chain, off the supply chain.
Most good songs do talk about the supply chain. I'm in on that.
I agree.
Well, look, we're talking about current events.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm
it's good.
You,
I like
I'm
it.
Talking about
I like
things
it.
That are like very much in the zeitgeist right now.
Should we bring back, people mentioned this, should we bring back some of the big characters from Song of the Summer 2020?
Who are the big characters?
Anthony Fauci. We now people yeah. like in addition to the song being an absolute hit.
Banger.
We invented rhyming ouch with Fauci. Ouchie with Fauci before mm-hmm. anybody else did it.
Yeah.
We were the first people on the earth to do that.
My lawyers have been hard at work.
Yes. Another big mm-hmm. one from that song was Gene Hackman. I don't know if he should be left behind this year.
I feel like that Gene Hackman was very big in the planning of uh-huh. the song of the summer, but I feel like that Gene Hackman didn't have a huge
role. He was
role
in the lyric, though. A lot of people want Hackman references.
We yeah. included like the Hoosiers.
Is that it?
I don't think we actually name dropped.
That was it.
Gene
I think
himself.
We spoke extensively about mm-hmm. Mr. Hackman in the planning of the Song of the Summer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I don't think that he actually made too much of the cut.
Okay. Graham has an idea. You know what's hot this summer, he says? Cicadas. Everyone's talking about cicadas.
Oh, that's yeah. true. That's big.
Gotta include the cicadas, big. Will. I don't know what rhymes with cicadas.
Cicadas or the brood.
The brood.
The
yeah.
brood,
if you want, yeah.
Right?
If you don't want to say cicadas, it doesn't rhyme with anything. The brood is a big one.
Brood, yeah, and brood rhymes with a lot of yes. things. Dude. Mm-hmm. Rude.
Mm-hmm. Nude. Because there are it's hot,
new, oh,
hot people
say,
summer.
Yeah.
Hot people what about summer. This? What if it was hot podcaster summer?
Hot podcaster summer?
That's like gender inclusive.
Are there any of those?
Well, now there are. It's the summer. We're working right. out. We're getting our yeah. beach bodies ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hot podcaster summer. I don't know. A lot of people want us to like bring up stuff from last time. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah.
Well, Akiva, yeah. I feel like you're bouncing around so much. We just started talking about the cicadas, and then
you want to hit the lyric with cicadas here with brood.
Well, like I think we're still trying to figure out a theme.
Okay,
yeah.
fine. The general theme is they are
dormant mm-hmm. for 17 yeah, years, and then they come out, and what do? They're out making noise mm-hmm. and fornicating, yes. which is the same yes. idea of what people like. That's the like what the energy mm-hmm. of this song is all
yes,
about. We have been dormant. We are ready mm-hmm. to be
we
out
the
there
cicadas.
Making mm-hmm. noise in a big group yeah. and fornicating.
Now, yeah. Will, can you use the word fornicate in the song?
You know, I think I can.
Okay. Because that is, yeah. Well, listen, this is
it's classy.
Classy. We're a family friendly song.
Yeah, and you could
show.
Also, it's classy, and people know what you mean, and you could say it around kids mm-hmm. also. Like if
they
your kids are
means.
In the car,
that's right.
and they're talking about fornicating. Yeah. It sounds like a boring word.
Yeah.
It is not. It is definitely not. And then, you know, it's sort of like you can just like be talking about, you know, fornicating as much as you want.
You know, one nice thing, though, about having really young kids is, you know, when there's an age where you like you'd use the F word or like your kids maybe hear it on TV, but they don't
fornicate.
They don't know that what it is yet. So they don't know it's a bad word.
Yes.
But fornicate, yeah. they never learn until like it's like an SAT.
And they won't even ask about mm. it. It's not even mm. like
yeah.
yeah,
that. Like, and if they try to like say it like in like school or like they won't even remember how to say it right.
Yeah,
too many syllables.
My son tried to curse out his sister the other week, and he said,
yes.
"You're such a stupid BFF." He thought that was a curse word.
BFF. Mm.
Uh-huh. So kids don't really get the cursing down until they're a little older. Tom Fratz also wants a gratuitous sax solo. I don't know if we should have that. And I don't know if you could even play sax music, like play a saxophone.
Yeah, I was planning on having like a little flute, flute section.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's sax adjacent.
Yeah.
I don't
Rob,
know.
Do you know what chuggy is?
Do I know what is?
Chuggy. It's a big word for the summer.
No, what is it?
Will, do you know what chuggy is?
I've never heard of this.
I feel like the times or like someone did a thing like things are chuggy. I don't even know how to define it. I'm gonna have to like look up the definition. But that has become like a big word in like media recently.
Oh, it can be described mm-hmm. It can be used to describe someone who is out of date or trying too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's like
popularized
a little corny
by
or
Gen
passé.
Z. Yeah.
Even though I don't think Gen Z people actually say it, I think it's like people mm-hmm. talking about Gen Z people saying it.
Talking
yeah,
about
I
Gen
think
Z.
If we use the word chuggy, that makes us chuggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so mm-hmm. maybe we can't do it.
Mm-hmm. What else did people suggest?
Emily says, got my shots, ready to do some shots.
No shots.
Okay. Yes, we don't want shots?
Yes to the second type of shots. But no vaccine talk.
A lot of everyone's okay. rhymed with vax. Relax. The summer's going to be a climax.
Climax.
Okay,
one
well,
dose,
that, yeah,
two
that
dose. The end of the pandemic is close. Now that's really inconsiderate to the Johnson & Johnson people.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. They'll probably need a second dose. going out on that town, turning that smile back into a frown, feeling like I won
money from the vaccine.
Like, were you happy before going out on the town and now you're sad?
I don't know.
Well, maybe if you're an introvert, maybe you're sad that the pandemic is, you know, hopefully wrapping up.
Are we making,
up.
Like, the song for introverts?
Yeah, should the end of the song being like, actually, I'm going to stay inside, outside sucks?
Mm.
Should there be like, because that is really our thesis, ultimately, no? Like, we're not really going outside. Introverts
aren't listening to, like, this party song.
True,
in the
true.
Like, this is
introverts
for the extroverts.
Don't like music.
This is a song for, should that be a lyric? This is a song for the extroverts. This is a song.
Is that to the tune of Piano Man?
Yes. Rachel says, going to throw my sourdough starter in the trash.
No. Oh.
I don't know. I never even had a sourdough starter.
I like using the word trash.
How about a sourdough finisher? Uh-huh.
What's that?
Let me get my sourdough finisher. Uh-huh. Of I don't need this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like, as opposed to a starter.
Yeah.
That's something.
It's finished.
Okay.
It's finished.
It's done.
Will, I feel like you're not feeling any of these ideas that we have so far.
You know, we're working. We're coming with...
Mm-hmm. I think we're giving him stuff. I want to give Will a lot of leeway also.
I feel like we thought the same thing last time, but
I want to give Will more leeway. I don't want to... Last time, I feel like we locked him into a lot of lyrics, where this time, we could, like, make some hard lyrics, but I also, like, want to make him feel it.
Yeah, but I feel like last time, Will was like, okay, all right, what else? And I feel like this time, he's, like, openly disdaining.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he has more of a vision. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think he already has more of a vision this time because we did it once.
Well, you already have the song made.
Do you have the song made, correct. Will?
Yeah, similar to last time.
You're humoring us today.
No. Like, similar to last time, I have the backing track made, but I don't have any of the lyrics.
Yeah.
So same situation as last year.
Graham says if we want to get big on TikTok, we should have a distinctive noise that would be part of our appeal. Something like a weird woo or yeah. Maybe a cicada noise, he says.
Oh. Is that distinctive?
What's the cicada noise? Do they have the cicadas in North Carolina? I bet they do, right? That's the part of the country.
I thought that they would, but I haven't
seen
them.
Will, you probably have the cicadas, right?
Did you get them?
No. I think I hear them like occasionally, but it's not like a very present thing here.
Do you think they're an urban legend, Will?
Yeah. I've seen a cicada before, so yeah. I believe in them.
Oh, what about all, speaking of belief, how about all the UFOs?
Yeah, I
know Akiva is famously anti-alien, this has been the summer of UFOs.
Yeah, I personally think that they are drones, either United States drones or Chinese or Russian drones. But yes, I do think we should include that in the song. Of course, there are no aliens,
UFOs
famously.
UFOs stand for something else in our song?
Mm.
Unidentified fornicating object?
There we go. That's pretty good. Yeah, definitely put the word fornicating in there. The F stands for fornicating.
No, fornicating is included in the song for sure.
Mm-hmm. Call me an unidentified fornicating.
Do you guys want to hear like what I have for the melody, at least for like,
yes,
the chorus?
Please, of course.
Please. I feel like we should get there at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I wanted to go like a little simpler with the melody this time. And it's something that's a lot more like something you can like sing along to a bit more. So this is what I have for the chorus. Like da 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 da.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's great. Rob, what do you think about a lyric that's like, my standards this summer, like my standards are lower than Jacob deGrom's ERA?
Oh, that's interesting. I was going to suggest we want to talk about anything about like Gerrit Cole doctoring the baseball.
No, that is very inside baseball. Like, no pun intended.
Clearly. but maybe like the sticky stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, we're going to get sticky like Gerrit Cole's fingers.
Uh-huh.
You guys are losing me.
Yeah, see, Will's going to botch that lyric because he's not going to get the sports reference.
Yeah, I'm going to like make
What about anything about our spin rate is dropping?
Yeah, everyone's going to make fun of
barrel rate. Yeah, these are good ones. Mm-hmm. These are good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if baseball is part of they call it, you know, the boys of summer.
Are we the boys of summer? I'm not talking about the Dodgers.
Yeah. I don't know. Are we the men of summer?
Mm-hmm.
After this, we will.
Yes. We could be the men of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does anything come to mind, like, with that melody? Anything, like, you're like, hearing words?
Can we hear it one more time?
Sure. Like,
I like that you've brought the piano
in. Of course.
Yes.
Sort of like, you know, four syllable.
Yeah, people, what would fit on that?
I don't think that's the fornicating part.
Fornicating. That's like,
is that the chorus?
Yeah, that's the
chorus. That the chorus? Yeah, I really like it. Is there anything else we haven't hit? Like, we're going to think about when we get off, like, oh, shoot, I forgot about that. What are, like, the big things? Like, what would we be talking about on News AF this week? Like, what's going on in the world? The real
world? I wasn't on News AF.
I know. Every other show's freaking, I didn't even know they could do News AF without you.
Yeah.
Everyone.
They could do it all. This would have been the easiest show to do without me.
I didn't know. Nobody was like, I don't think you wanted me to do the show without you.
Yeah.
I think they would have been like non-canonical. I don't know. By the way, then we would have come back. It would have been Dr. Mike already next week.
Yeah. Okay.
What like, rhymes with fornicating?
Fornicating?
Yeah.
Cicada's not going to run with fornicate. Cicada and fornicate.
Yeah.
Fornicata and cicada?
No. Fornicata.
I don't know. That's rough.
Like, I'm the... No. No.
I don't know. What else is going on? People are moving to, like, Texas, North Carolina, and Florida. That's important.
Yeah. A lot of guys are going to space.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos in space. That you could mention that. You think he's going to make it back?
Richard Branson.
You think Bezos is going to make it back
going
from space,
Rob? They might stay up there. This is like that movie that I saw.
Armageddon?
With
documentary.
Like, it was a documentary with Matt Damon and Jodie Foster. I think.
Yeah. Jodie Foster. Isn't that Contact when she goes to space?
I think there's another.
Really understood. I watched Contact.
I think the rich
in the theater.
People go to space. Yeah,
I really liked it, but I don't think I understood it.
No, nobody did.
Should we talk about Jodie Foster in Contact? Is that what people are talking about summer 2021?
I don't think it's really top of mind for a lot of people.
It's not top, but neither was Gene Hackman last year.
Well, but UFOs are.
UFOs definitely are.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe the UFOs are Jeff Bezos?
I think
that's UFOs. Hey, is that a UFO? No, it's just Jeff Bezos, like going to space or something like that. That's something.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Have we nailed the hot whatever summer? You don't love hot podcaster summer?
I don't think podcaster is right because I don't think it's inclusive enough.
Yeah.
Because not everybody.
I mean, nowadays, everyone is really a podcaster.
That's
most
true.
People.
Yeah,
statistically,
most people are
as podcasters, I think.
Yeah. Should we say that we're hacking the summer this year?
Yeah, I think we are hacking the summer. It's like, is that a shout out to Gene Hackman?
I think
I was thinking like the ransomware.
You're like, give us $9 million because we're hacking the summer, baby. Is that something?
Could be.
Yeah, I think we can go somewhere with that.
But should we predict what people like? We're talking about what people are talking about now. What will be people talking about in the summer? You think there's gonna be a lot of unexpected babies because of all this fornicating?
Unexpected babies.
You think there's gonna be like a big baby boom?
You know, not so much babies, but I saw that there was gonna be maybe a dramatic rise in STDs. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should be imploring people. Hey, it's the summer. We know you're like the locust. You've been dormant. You're out there waiting to fornicate. But hey,
the locusts,
don't forget to use protection.
I think that's a good idea. Like fornicating with like safely.
Be safe.
Be
safe. Maybe it should be about all the ways that you should be safe. Like don't burn yourself with fireworks just because you have been in the house for a year. Don't forget to use protection when you're out there fornicating. Yeah. Don't drink and drive either.
Definitely. Yeah, that's the big thing for the summer. Don't drink and drive.
Well, like, don't, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean that you're immortal now.
Yes, we're not immortal. Also, like, yeah, you're saying protection. What about, we're going to be on the beach, right? It's like hot podcast or summer. We're going to be on the beach.
Yeah. Don't forget sunscreen.
Yeah, so how about this? Like, fornicate and, like, SPF 208 or something like that. That rhymes.
208.
That rhymes. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to need to be if you're on the beach so much.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how annoying sand is? I hate getting, like, sand in my ears at the beach. No, do you like that, negativity. Rob? Are you anti-sand? No negativity?
I am anti-sand.
Sand sucks. It's, no offense.
The beach is fun, but then, you know, it's still everywhere. But what do you think of that, Will, mm-hmm. about how, like, hey, just because you're back out there, like, don't forget, and maybe are people, should we be reminding people about the same things that they needed to be reminded about before? Did they forget all the safety rules?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they running at pools when they should not be?
Mm-hmm. Mm,
don't run at pools.
Yeah.
I mean, are we just going to look like a bunch of, you know, like old jerks, like telling people to follow
boomers,
the rules?
Like,
old
telling
jerks.
People not, no what way. Not to do.
Yeah. Like, then they're going to be like, don't tell me what to do, Will mm-hmm. from America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we need to do reverse psychology and tell people to not follow the rules?
Interesting.
I still think you should flex that you have exposed brick.
I should mention the exposed brick.
Yeah, you should mention mm-hmm. it. Okay. I know I'll one thing that rhymes with exposed brick, but I can't say it on the podcast.
I don't think we should use that one.
Like, for the last year, all that you could expose was your brick on Zoom. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you could put that in there. We don't want like an explicit warning when we're selling hundreds of copies.
No, we want families to be able to.
We
want
to be
crowd around the bonfire.
You want to be able to still play this at kids' parties.
Yeah, well, that is the goal. Yes.
Even if we're talking about fornicating, mm-hmm. like they're not old enough to know.
Mommy, what's fornicating? Yeah, like they won't know that. They don't know that.
Yeah, they don't. Mm-hmm. They don't know. It's a scientific word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's science. Mm-hmm. Should we talk about, like, is there anything else going on in science? What's going on in science?
Mm. Or what's like, new in science these days?
What's new in science these days?
Ask Liana.
That's usually when you're like writing a topical song. You go to like Scientific American, see like what the big, what's going on. Maybe like the Higgs boson collider has got stuff going on. I don't know.
The collider?
You don't know about that? It's like the big, they're like figuring out how the world works and stuff.
Yeah, I saw there were some updates to the things that Einstein figured out, like the theory of relativity.
Wait, so Einstein wasn't right?
I think what, so. Like, Will,
maybe
that
Einstein
right
was dumb. Is that possible? Like, are we much smarter than, like, is 2021 Rob Akiva and Will, are we smarter than Einstein?
We certainly know more things, but
like,
I
Einstein
think that's,
never had the internet.
It's possible.
I have, like,
yeah.
way more access to stuff than that guy did.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what's going on in science. Neck zapping gadget reduced all-nighter fatigue, a new study. So if you're like going all night and you get your
neck zapper.
Yeah, you get your neck zapped, then there's no more fatigue.
Neck zapping gadget.
They also say, are we doing enough to protect Earth from asteroids? That's the Scientific American. That's not the National Enquirer talking about that. That's what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party till the asteroid comes.
Do we want to talk about climate change?
Boy.
It's a real downer, I think.
Uh-huh. What
it
if we like we won, we reverse climate change?
Oh, but you know, yeah, what if you sort of like put a positive spin on mm-hmm. it where, yeah, it's the song of the summer, but don't worry, it's going to be summer all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's,
that's good.
That's a good line.
Soon it'll always be summer
forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
soon it'll
want to remind
always
people
be summer.
Of that. Very good. Imagine if you're like a, you know, like a beachfront property or you have like a pizza store.
Well, actually, the beachfront property is not
maybe
going to
be
as good.
Maybe
you
own a pizza store
like,
in like the Caribbean. Yeah, you're going to be
maybe people should buy the property behind the beachfront property.
I got it. But we don't have to like be so explicit in the song. But yeah, if we could get in, like, it's always going to be summer.
It's a hot real estate market also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should talk
That's
about
true.
That.
Good
people are buying houses, like,
well,
above
actually,
asking.
Not
sight
a great
unseen.
Time to buy a house.
Not a great. It's a great time to great
sell,
time to sell
your house. Will sell that exposed brick, baby.
Exposed brick. I just bought this house.
I know
you
probably
ago.
Get double.
Yeah,
probably get double
low,
for it.
So
probably.
High.
Yeah,
flip it.
Mm-hmm. Rental market is fine.
Hmm. Yeah,
always be flipping. That's what they say.
It's hard to rent a car right now.
Very
also.
Hard.
No, really.
It's been hard since the beginning of of COVID because they the rental places, and write this all down, Will. The rental places,
I am.
They had no rentals for months and months and months, so they sold off their inventory. That's, I think, one of the reasons why it's so hard to rent a car. They don't have cars.
I didn't even know that.
Now there's more demand for vacation probably than there was 2 years ago, you know, at a normal time, because people are vaxxed, waxed, and ready to relax. And then now there's nothing. They just have, there's more demand than normal, and they have way less cars than normal. That's what I've read. They sold off their cars because no one was using them. They needed to, you know, Hertz, number one club gold, needed to stay in business.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you used to see a lot of those commercials, like Hertz Enterprise. I don't think I see them anymore.
Yeah, they used to have the one where the guy in the Enterprise car, like the car was completely wrapped up in paper, and they're like, we'll come and pick you up.
I've never seen anybody, that probably costs like $1 million for them to pick you up. I've never been picked up.
I mean, I think that Uber put them out of business. I think people probably were like calling Enterprise to give them a ride places.
Yeah. Uber, should we talk about Uber? Uber Eats, is any of that stuff?
Uber Eats.
DoorDash. Anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, they're still going.
Well, takeout was very big last year. Is it takeout still big?
I'm not sure. How's the economy doing? Should we talk about the economy? You talked about inflation.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is a lot of people are like, it's hard to hire.
It's hard to hire people. Why is it hard to hire people?
They have it that a lot of places are saying that they have job openings.
Because they're not able offering, to find people to come and take. Like there, some of them are offering like low amounts of money or whatever.
Yeah.
Should we talk about that? Like, hey, offer better wages and you'll get like more people applying to your jobs?
Well, maybe it's the summer and it's like, well, I'm not going to go back to work now.
Yeah.
Should we?
I'm not going to miss the summer.
What about if we encourage everyone to quit their jobs?
Quit their jobs.
I like what?
Take like a leave of absence at least. Do what? Party. What do you mean? You know, fornicate.
Yeah. Cicadas don't have jobs.
What summer is it? Like, what? It's the summer of what?
What summer
like,
is it?
That's what we got to try to figure out. If it's not Hot Podcast or summer.
21.
Summer, it's...
Summer of 21, that's right. Anything, Will, about 21 is the legal drinking age, and it's the summer of 21?
That's a pretty good call.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want the youth to listen to this song.
Yeah, and then we could also get some flavored alcoholic seltzer. Yeah.
Maybe, like, rip up your fake IDs, because it's the summer of 2021, baby.
Yeah, and maybe could I get a raspberry pink lemonade white claw? Mm-hmm.
That's a very specific order.
That's not too many words at all.
Yeah, do they make white claw in raspberry pink lemonade?
If they don't, maybe. We could probably start a campaign on Twitter. I bet Wiggler would tweet it 30 times a day.
Maybe I could spike my raspberry pink lemonade with white claw.
That's not a bad idea.
Or I get a pink lemonade and then I make it raspberry by putting a raspberry white claw.
Mm-hmm. Or you they get like raspberry like claw. Some raspberry like juice thing and you put like you pour that
raspberry
not like
juice,
but you know like the raspberry thing in the bottle and you pour that in like mixer. I don't know.
Okay. Yes. Raspberry white claw.
I do like morals lower than Jacob DeGrom's ERA. You don't like that?
Yeah, but you're gonna jinx him though.
That is my concern. Is that I jinx him? Do you even understand the reference, Will from America?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So in like
there is raspberry white claw.
Oh, good. In the 19th century, Abner Doubleday invented baseball. It's controversial. Maybe he didn't. Yeah. And then like 130 years later, Jacob DeGrom perfected it. He's a pitcher, and no one can. He's like a machine. No one can hit what he throws. And he's not cheating at all, unlike everybody else. Everyone else is cheating, and he's not.
Yeah, but the baseball is also kind of dead. Maybe do we want to say anything about like
dead balls?
You know,
dead ball era is over.
Yeah, it's a
is the dead ball era. Over?
Very live balls.
It's a live ball era.
No, very dead ball.
Oh. It's a dead ball era right now. Well, then how? Yeah. I don't know. We want to be positive. We want to say like, let's bring back the live ball era.
Yeah, free balling.
So, any other trends, Will, that are happening right now?
Bo Burnham special is pretty big. That's
good. Bo Burnham special
that's all
New
over
York
TikTok
City
right
mayoral
now.
Election. Should we talk about that?
Yeah. Do we want to endorse do we want to not get
political?
I
don't know if we get political. I like, can we put Yang Gang in the song? That's been big for a
Yang
while.
Yang Gang.
He's running. Now, the problem is that election will be
like
over in like a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he needed
like
that election.
Hit its primary peak, like,
he
soon,
needed
right?
that election to be like a few weeks, like a few months ago that he would have won. Now people are, I think, a little sick of him. What should we endorse Eliza? Should we mention Eliza? She's running. I think like that'll be mm-hmm. outdated also in like a week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one should vote for Eliza though. I don't know.
You want it to be the song of this summer, but you want it to be like the song of future summers.
Yeah, we want it to live forever.
Well.
We want it like Chuck Laureate. Yeah, where it's like there's nothing
immortal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this song will live. This song will be our legacy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So true.
Touchdown Tommy says a diss track to all your ops. Do we have any ops we want to throw some shade at in this song?
No, I think that was in the early days mm-hmm. of the podcast. Like, we were trying to make a name mm-hmm. for ourselves.
Yeah, we've made that.
We were trying to make a lot.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
come at the king,
you know,
guys.
We don't punch down.
No, absolutely. You know? And it would only be punching down. The only place for us to punch, maybe like Joe Rogan or something, is down. And then we can't do that. It's not possible. Yeah.
I don't even keep like a list of ops in the spreadsheet anymore. Mm. You know, it's just not even relevant.
Everyone is our friend.
Do you want to talk about that?
It's 2021.
We don't even have enemies
anymore. We have no enemies.
Summer
2021,
we only have one enemy, and it's COVID-19.
That's right. And we've won, baby. Final score, us a billion. Well, he probably, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't give the score count.
No, sure. But am I like George W. Bush, like declaring victory with the flag in the background? Mission accomplished.
Yeah, I wouldn't give the score.
Okay, fine. But we got the knockout punch ultimately. He won the battle. Yeah. We won the war. I think.
Yeah, for now there could be a rematch.
Well,
but for now
that's true. Yeah. Maybe that would be COVID 20 or something. But sure.
Yeah.
So no diss track.
The sequel.
Yeah.
You hurt me, baby. I've been thinking lately. That seems kind of vague. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's more of a breakup song thing.
Mm-hmm. Should we break up?
What
with
is it?
2020?
That's a popular song.
No, he just means like it's like
that's like
know.
The type of lyric that would be in like a breakup song. But you know, that's not what we're going for.
Should we break up with 2020? Mm. Is that what we're doing? We're like we're dating 2021 now. We're breaking up with 2020.
No, we got it. You got to get over it.
I am over.
If you're still
2020 has been, you know, yeah.
Uh huh.
Did we nail the UFO thing?
No, I don't think so. I think we're like kind of there. We have like a lot of potential ideas.
What if Will says he is an unidentified flying object in his pants?
In his pants?
I think I might get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just an idea.
Yeah.
UFO. What rhymes with UFO? Does anything rhyme with UFO? Will, can you think of anything that rhymes with UFO?
I mean,
besides LMFAO.
LMFAO. You can just name drop LMFAO.
Mm-hmm. What's their famous song?
The band. Party Rock Anthem.
Party Rock Anthem. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, what else is gonna be big? Let's try to make some predictions. Summer, what's gonna happen? Yeah, new strains of STDs. UFOs, STDs, maybe that could go together. Those are both like three-word acronyms.
Acronyms.
I assume STD is an acronym.
Yes.
Yeah. Stands for sexually transmitted disease.
Okay, look at this guy.
Wow,
STI. That's mm-hmm. different. Because they also think that gonorrhea could be back. You know, it's like, hey, mm-hmm. you know, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't get gonorrhea.
Yeah, it's an important lesson for the kids, the Kinderloch out there. To know.
That should be a
lyric. I don't think there is a vaccine for gonorrhea.
That could be the end. There's no vaccine for gonorrhea,
shot,
baby.
But I don't think it's a vaccine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good to know. That is good to know. Let the kids out there know. No vaccine for gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea's back, baby.
It's back.
Gonorrhea. All right, yeah. To the tune of Backstreet Boys.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Can we mention Olivia Rodrigo? I feel like she's the hottest thing going right now. I feel like everyone's talking about her. Is there anything? Driver's License.
Saying?
Well, her song is called Driver's License. That's her big song.
Yeah.
What could we talk about that? I don't know. Olivia Rodrigo. What do you think about Olivia Rodrigo, Will? Do you think she's overrated?
I like Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she's. She's very big right now. I don't think she's like overrated because I feel like there's always going to be like
is she
the haters
properly rated?
Out there. Mm-hmm. I think she's properly rated.
Rated.
I think she's a talented mm-hmm. young woman.
Do you think you're going to be the next Olivia Rodrigo after this song?
I don't think so. I think I'm too old.
How old are you?
23.
That's not that old.
Yeah, but she's like 18. You know, it's like
you're like Rob. He's like equidistant to our sons than he is to me. Little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like he's a little bit closer to me, but there's not much. Like my 7-year-old is pretty close in age to like as close as so.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to talk about the royal family?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Well, I mean, are you pro or against the what's it, Harry and Meghan? You like them?
Yeah. I'm very pro Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
You like them?
Should
we make this a diss track towards the queen?
The queen can eat it.
Yeah. You know the queen's never given an interview in 98 years? She's never done an interview?
Oh. I didn't know that.
Maybe we could like...
Not even after the crown?
Never. No. Wow. Yeah, she didn't do any press for the crown. That is correct.
No press. She didn't do any press.
That would be funny if she was like, after 97 years, she's like, I got some thoughts. I'm going to go on with Seppen.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go on with
Seppenwall
tomorrow and talk about the crown.
Yeah, why doesn't she give an interview to Oprah? Uh-huh.
Well, I think that ship now has sailed. I am shocked Oprah never got her, but now it's like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Should we mention that? Like, interview this baby to the queen.
About the queen? Yeah.
Would you think maybe she will, like, at that point, she's never going to come on the podcast if we go after her on the song. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Any chance of getting her as a guest.
You don't want to blow that.
Mm-mm.
Blow that shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be funny. Like, next week, Survivor 41, we've got Russell Hantz on the main thing and the queen on voicemail.
The queen stays the queen. What about some of the meme stocks? Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah,
well?
Dogecoin. Does anything rhyme with Dogecoin?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're getting into crypto, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but this is stocks. That's different.
Yeah, true, stocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I went on Reddit, and they told me what stocks to buy, and now I have money to spend this summer.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, we're rich loaded off of stocks.
Yeah. Forget GameStop. This is GameStart.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
What about...
I do like that. Yeah.
What about, like...
I'll be AMCing you this summer.
That's good. No. How about, like, to tie a couple things back, what's non-fungible? Gonorrhea.
I don't even know what non-fungible.
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Know, but I feel like we could put that in there.
I think gonorrhea is very fungible.
Nobody knows. Yeah, but no one really is like, no one knows what that means.
Non-fungible means not mutually interchangeable. It cannot be replaced or exchanged.
Oh, it's fungible, baby.
It's definitely fungible.
You know what is fungible? Like, NFTs are out. You know what is fungible? How about that? Gonorrhea.
Yeah. Goods contracted for without an individual specimen being specified, able to replace or be replaced by another identical item. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
every gonorrhea is a little bit different, though. That's what I've heard.
Yeah,
you guys know a lot about gonorrhea. I'm just saying. So
I know how not to get it.
Yeah,
that's good.
Prevention is key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not being reckless.
Yeah. Rob, now that you're like a North Carolina expert, should we include anything about North Carolina? How's the North Carolina barbecue?
What do you include?
Have you had the North Carolina?
I haven't had any yet. Yeah.
And what else is North Carolina famous for?
I pretty much just eat the same food. Michael Jordan.
Okay.
That's kind of last year.
Yeah. He's not that big. That was last summer. Should we talk about LeBron got knocked out of the playoffs? People hate LeBron.
Oh, they're going to get knocked out like LeBron.
Knocked out like LeBron. What about, I mean, now he's out too, but like Luka was really big. Luka Doncic was really big.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Will's not feeling these sports.
The Brooklyn Nets will have no fans, but they're going to run away with the title. That's interesting.
Okay. I didn't know that was a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a team. They have no fans.
Okay.
Well, you know, let's go back to your chorus here, because I think we need to start to
wrap up here.
I think this is like an incredible brainstorming
session.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and I can build off of a lot of what we have here, but I think we want to get like a solid chorus down.
Okay. So let's hear it one more time and Rob and I will sort of.
Okay.
What about like, you know, you think that my background on Zoom is fake, but it's real. I'm really like in some exotic location.
Now, who's saying that? Is that Rob Sesternino saying that, or is that like
that could be in the song?
But are we still talking about Zoom? Should we talk about how maybe Zoom is dead?
Hey, I still gotta work. No,
maybe it's back to the office.
People to quit their jobs.
We're not. We are telling people to quit their jobs. That is true. Maybe we should mention Zoom is dead. Clubhouse. We didn't talk about Clubhouse.
No more Zoom.
Clubhouse. I don't know. Okay, yeah, hit the course one more time for us, Will, and we'll try and think of something.
Maybe the only Zoom I'm doing is
down the freeway.
Zooming down to your house,
yeah,
baby.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm zooming.
And like something about speeding, don't drink and drive. Olivia Rodrigo's driver's license.
If I could get a rental car. Mm-hmm.
Can't get a rental car.
Can't get a rental car.
Hertz, out of business. They will not come pick you. Enterprise will not come pick you up.
Maybe I can't get a rental car, so I'm the only Zooming I'm doing is an Enterprise rental car.
All right, let me hit you guys with it. All right.
I wish I could just play music.
I mean, I'm really getting pumped up because this is going to be so good.
So this, you think this should be the chorus, like driving down the road, doing like, how fast should we be going?
I mean, this traffic's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Not that fast.
Doing like 40 on the highway.
Traffic's back. Yeah.
We don't want to.
Guess traffic.
What? I didn't miss this.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Should we talk about how much traffic sucks in the song?
We could.
Yeah, maybe it should be nostalgia like left for California, when we were home.
Left California to avoid the traffic, but now I'm stuck in North Carolina. Like it, yeah. Do you think that should be the end of the song? Like, actually, I'm better off at home. Should that be it? Or you think, like, is that the message?
That's not
the
message.
So what's the message?
I think the message is like we're just having going out, having a good time.
But maybe maybe that we should still have the still be safe.
Yeah, sure.
But should there be an Easter egg or two from the last song that he should include?
Like what?
I don't know. Just like if there's anything, should we play the song from last year? Give us like inspiration.
You can go listen to it.
We've heard it before. Yeah.
Anything about swinging?
Swinging? I don't know. I mean, that was pretty. That was like the raciest part of the song last year.
Yeah. Well, look, it's probably a lot of that going on now.
Swinging? Well, that's what the gonorrhea is coming from.
Yeah. It's the Roaring Twenties now.
The Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, you could put that in the song.
The Roaring Twenties. It's the Roaring Twenties, and people need to remember to be safe.
Do you think, what about like Wall Street could crash soon? Should we mention like a financial crash is coming probably?
Yeah.
Or is that too much of a downer?
That's a depression, and that's a double entendre too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope Wall Street crashes.
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this guy flexing.
Did you short the market, Will?
Wait, he's got all his money in Dogecoin.
He's short everybody. Yeah, Will's shorting the stock market.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
All right.
Then let's save that for when, then we'll make like that ballad that's a sad song.
Yeah.
That happens.
I lost all my
crashing.
Money.
Lost
had to
my
move
stock.
Back in with my mom. Okay.
Right.
All
right.
So what should the chorus be about? Are we driving in the chorus? Are we like going on the freeway, the highway? I don't know. What?
Yeah. The only Zoom we're on we're doing is down the highway.
Down the highway. Call me Olivia Rodrigo. I got a driver's license. No.
I'm not sure how you'd fit that in.
I don't know how you fit it in. I'm trying to shoehorn that. I don't know.
Yeah.
A little shoehorn.
Yeah. Something about Enterprise. Yeah. They didn't come pick me up.
I don't think our target audience knows what Enterprise is.
Well, I think they still exist.
They still exist. Yeah.
I mean, maybe not when the song comes out, because you're predicting the demise of the stock market, at which point that will be one of the first companies to go, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Let's see.
Should we talk about like this, which streaming service, like HBO Max, I know you're really against?
I don't love HBO
Max.
Should we talk
smack about HBO Max in the song? Like maybe rank the streaming services. Like, what do you think? Like, what's the best streaming service? Are you a Netflix guy still? Disney. You like Disney Plus, right?
I think it's pretty good, but yeah, Netflix. Maybe there's. Turns out there actually was nothing on Netflix.
Yeah, that is true.
Let's see.
Nothing left on Netflix.
We can't mention Quibi, right? That's dead.
I think that's dead.
That's like last year. We should have mentioned Quibi, honestly.
Yeah,
that was a big miss.
Yeah, I mean, I think we hit all the big trends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got everything. Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the song.
Yeah. I think at this point, it's really just on me to, you know,
yeah,
make
now,
all
last
this
time
into
we did
something.
Give you more lyrics. We gave you more ideas this time, yeah. But last time we gave you more lyrics. So.
Yeah, there were, I think we wrote, like, more of the song. Mm-hmm. Like, we came up with, like,
now, we
more
are a little
of a story.
Rusty. We've been off. But, Rob and I famously have both been not podcasting for 3 weeks, while everyone else we know has just been going willy-nilly podcasting left and right.
Yeah, everybody's been going crazy.
And then willy-nilly from America.
This is the 7-year anniversary of Rob and Akiva podcasting.
Crazy.
I know.
What do you think about that? I didn't realize I started the same day as Allie. She posted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I bet it's our anniversary soon. And I went to check. Same day, June 8th, 2014. Mm-hmm. 7 years. Class of 2014, me, Allie, and Brian. Probably more people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Haley and Amy.
Yeah.
It probably. And then...
I don't think they started all the same day.
Yeah, not the
but
same
it was
day,
the same
but
year.
The three of us started the same day.
Same year. Probably
does it feel like
month.
7 years ago we did the we started the Seinfeld podcast? Does it feel
no.
You think less or more?
No.
It feels like...
Feels less.
Feels like longer ago to me.
We've been in each other's lives for 7 years.
Yeah, I have no idea what time is. Mm-hmm. I think that should be part of the song.
You moved across the country.
What is time?
Yeah, what is time? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Rob moved from Pacific to East Coast time. That's a big deal. Maybe we
should... Yeah, I don't even know what day it is, what year it is, what month, what time of the day it is.
Rob, 7 years. We've been doing this for 7 years.
But I think we covered a lot of ground today.
Yes.
I have a lot
Will,
of
is there anything else you need from us?
What else do you want to know?
A lot of musical notes.
Musical notes.
Do you think you're going to get a feature on this song? Do you think you're going to have somebody else help you, or it's just going to be a Will production?
You know, I might have some surprises. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
Really depends on...
Will, do you think you might need to text us or FaceTime us in the next couple
Any
days?
Meetings? Production meetings?
I might like shoot some DMs both of your guys' way.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. Should we mention pizza with Chalamet now that we know it wasn't Chalamet? I still think that's like a cool thing to happen this summer. If you could eat pizza with Timothy Chalamet, I would like that.
I would like to mention Timothy Chalamet. You know, he's
what do you think, Rob? Like, that's one of the best things you could do during the summer.
I think, is Timothy Chalamet eating a lot of pizza? I feel like he's got to probably
he's very
keep
slender.
His
yeah.
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 But he probably
he might just
pizza.
Have a really good metabolism.
He could have a good metabolism.
Might be.
I feel like he looks like a guy with a good metabolism.
He does.
Pizza's not so bad. I know people who eat pizza, you know, look like Chalamet.
What a flex.
I mean, I don't know. I don't look like Timothy Chalamet and I eat pizza, so who knows?
Yeah, but you know people. Yeah.
Will, when you order, if you ordered a pie, there's 8 slices. Huh? How many slices are you eating from that pie?
I mean, 2 probably.
2. What
2?
About you,
That's
Rob?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I think I'd want to eat 3.
Uh-huh. You'd want to eat 3.
At least.
There's a big TikTok right now that's like, ooh, fresh pie. Save me a slice. That's good. All right, that's good. Mm. But then, like, it's, like, escalating. It's, like, that's enough slices!
Okay, maybe you have to be there for that one. I don't know.
Maybe you have to be there.
Also, we were supposed to have something that's, like,
the kids
a moment
love
in
it.
We're supposed to have a moment in the song that's TikTokable, people were saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there going to be anything in there that people, like, TikTok Nicole or her ilk could throw in as a 10-second clip that's going to get as viral with the kids who might not listen to Renap?
What about if you're going in the swimming pool? Mm-hmm. You're going in the shallow. Gonna be going in the shallow end, like Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
The shallow way.
The shallow way.
Shallow way, like Chalamet.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Because you know maybe you've eaten so many slices of pizza, you don't want to get a cramp in the deep end.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
That could be part of our theme.
Remember,
of staying
don't,
safe
and also
while
don't
you're
dive
partying
in.
This
That's
summer.
Right.
Don't dive.
Yeah. No diving.
Should people wear water wings when they're swimming this summer in case they're like drinking and partying?
Floaties. Forgot how to swim.
You could pass out in the pool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wear floaties.
All right.
People.
Well, I think we've got
nailed
this.
It. We nailed it.
I mean,
we nailed it.
We nailed it. Like Will. We did the hard work for you.
It's all got to sit there.
We threw the alley-oop. There's no other there's no defense on the court. You just have to tomahawk dunk that home, baby.
You just have to bring it home now. We did it all.
Yeah. This is like the All-Star game. We bounced it through the legs, off the backboard. Now it's just hanging for you. Oh. Just
so
slam it home.
Play. Is that
That's the wrong sport, Will.
And really, if it doesn't come out good, Will, it's clearly on you.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say it's on you, and you're probably going to be,
my career will just be over. But
it was a good run.
You had a good run.
23. One wonder. Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask Lou Bega. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're 23. You had a great run.
Exactly.
Should we call this song Mambo Number 6? Was that ska? No.
That wasn't ska. So. Not at all.
But no.
No.
No. Okay. All right. All right. So let's stop down here. And then we will come back on Saturday and see what Will came up with. Okay. All right. Will, anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm good. It was nice talking to you guys.
We have to wait 2 days in breathless anticipation.
Yeah,
but the listener
is going to hear it in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
okay. But that's the world we live in. Instant gratification.
That's right. These people, they're going to get it right away.
That should be part of the song. Instant gratification. Mm-hmm. That's what people are used to, and that's what they want now this summer. Mm-hmm. They've had to delay their gratification, like the locusts, and now they want it instant, just like
17-year hibernation
and their Keurig.
Right.
Yes.
17-year hibernation.
Oh,
now
hibernation.
They want instant gratification.
Hibernation rhymes with fornication.
Yes. And gratification.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And vacation.
Yeah. Vacation's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Moving across the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
That's already a song.
That is a song, but you could mention it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Peach is a summertime fruit, too.
Mm-hmm. Mangoes, peaches, papayas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't have papaya lemonade.
Yeah, and no mealy papayas either.
Yeah.
You can have all right.
Bye, everybody.
All right. Will, talk to you soon. Okay. Bye. All right. And we're back. How about that? Magic of podcasting.
How long have we been gone for? 48 hours?
About 48 hours. Yeah. Yeah.
What have you guys been up to?
I don't know, but we said that I said don't include any lyrics about Jacob deGrom, and then he got hurt. So
that would have been bad. We didn't want to jinx him.
Didn't want to jinx him. I think he's okay. Yeah. Just a little bit of a tendonitis in a flexor. That's it.
I'll give him my tendon.
Yeah.
I have tendons, right? I'll give him a tendon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Kiva, how's your weekend been?
My weekend's been good. A lot of family. We have a lot of like family events, like bat mitzvahs and weddings and stuff that were postponed from like Corona time. That all happened.
That
should have
been in the
span.
Song. Oh, I got to make up for all these family gatherings.
We
should have
talked
canceled.
About it. New song. Yeah. So we have like no joke, like 8 or 9 of these things in a 3 week span.
Maybe that can be part of the music video. Yeah. Okay.
I mentioned to Allie, I was like, oh, yeah, my daughter's getting bat mitzvah in 2 days. And she's like, what? You didn't tell me. And then I realized, I don't think I told any of my three co-hosts. I just go about my life, and whatever happens, happens. I don't, like, spread the news about all these things, post it on social media.
You have
media.
A big bat mitzvah, like a party coming up?
We did it. It already happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was postponed for 4 months, but it was like a kid's party. What was it like? Oh, my God, I can't believe I wasn't invited. Like, it was for children. Are you a 12-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Then if you were, you were there. So it's like, so we have a lot of those. They're almost done. It is one of my busier work times in a long time. So it's fun to have like an event that I have to go to. And like, I'm a bad guy if I try and leave 5 minutes before the end.
Okay. Will, how have you been?
Been good. You know, really just, I wrote this song, then I had work the next day, and then I played board games.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the song first, because I don't want to bury the lead where... Mm-hmm.
No, the board games
are
the lead.
I got a text from Will from America Thursday night. Song is done.
Wow.
Like 4 hours after we spoke.
Wow.
Yeah, I
told you he had it ready. We knew that he had this one in the chamber ready.
He humored
you'll
us.
Hear,
he
you'll hear
us.
The lyrics. Yeah. They're all like things we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We're very predictable. Honestly, you could have guessed night that we were going to go on a tangent about the Mets and complain about like leaving the house. We're very predictable. There's nothing in there. You also had access to the spreadsheet, which everyone had their ideas. I feel like you pre-wrote this song.
Well, we can agree to disagree, Akiva, you know?
Okay. All right. So, any good board games, Will?
Finished up Pandemic Legacy Season 2. Pretty good.
That's like the highest rated board game ever, right? People have
I think Season 1
on the
is the highest rated.
Oh, Season 1.
Highest
season,
rated where?
On
Board
Game
Geek.
Yeah,
board
see, game me and
Geek?
Kiva, we're in the know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kiva, you go on Board Game Geek?
I
feel like you
anymore,
don't like board games.
Google. No, I'm okay with board games. During the height of the pandemic, like last March and April, before you started, you know, quarantine, you too. But like the only thing our families did was play board games. We literally played the same game like every night. So we got very into board games, ordered board games. If you like, you couldn't pay me to touch a board game right now. But for a month or two, it was all we did as a family.
Yeah. You would think Pandemic would be the least popular board game. Yeah,
that is true. Now, that's been popular for like a decade. We actually didn't buy that one, but yes, that is, it is ironic. That
could they rebrand it, Will?
I think it's in poor taste. Maybe in like 20 years, when it's like less fresh.
Poor taste to rebrand or poor taste to keep it?
I thought you meant like rebrand to make it about COVID-19.
No. Okay. Could they change the name? Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but the whole conceit of the game is really like stopping a disease. So, you know, I don't think it's, I think they're doing fine, like business-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been selling well.
Okay. Well, all right. Enough of this digression, Will. Everybody is here for the main event, who stuck around, who wants to know, what does the song sound like that Akiva and I gave you all of this gold, and were you able to stick the landing?
I hope so. I mean, there was a lot of stuff we talked about that I like wasn't even able to include in the song.
Akiva, this is a disappointment.
Well, no, we just had so much material that I couldn't cram it all in there.
Hmm. I'm surprised you think we had so much material. I thought we were like, you know, still trying to figure stuff out at the end. Last time we really gave you like almost a finished song.
Yeah, we wrote the lyrics on the podcast last time. Mm-hmm. But
this time we're like, let Will freestyle a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see how that worked out.
Okay. All right. So we are all going to listen to the song simultaneously because I am still without my mixer to be able to play it for us at the same time. You will
hear
it in the podcast.
It is
still en route.
Mm.
I flew. My stuff is coming by land.
Did you think about like put a kid on the truck, mixer on the plane?
I did not think about it. The mixer is heavy.
Okay.
So, you know, it really
heavier than one of your children.
It's probably like within like 15 pounds.
Is it one of those things where they tell you it's going to be like 10 days, but you know it's going to be like 4 weeks till you see this thing?
No, I think I have the schedule. We don't need to get into my logistics, but okay. I should have it by the next time we record.
Okay. All right. Let's listen to this song.
Okay. All right. So you and I, Akiva, to make sure we're synced up at the same part, let's go both go 3-2-1 play and then hit
3-2-1 play. Perfect.
3-2-1 play.
No blast.
And we'll and so you can listen along, and of course we will put it on the timeline and post so you, the listener, will be able to hear it as well. All right. You ready, Akiva?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. 3-2-1 play.
wasted. No more Zoom unless we're on the freeway. Rip up your fake IDs, cause we're living in the summer of 21. Raspberry pink lemonade, I can taste it. No more Zoom unless we're on the freeway. Rip up your fake IDs, cause we're living in the summer of 21.
Yes!
Amazing.
Will, incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
Incredi-Will. Yes. He should rebrand. That should be his music name. Incredi-Will.
Incredi-Will.
I mean, that's what it's going to be, the summer of Raspberry Pink Lemonade.
Exactly. I mean, we're really bringing it into the forefront of the cultural drink conversation.
Yeah. Akiva.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's obviously it's a hit. It's gonna be a huge a smash at the summer. I do think naming it like this will now obviously become the song of the summer 2021. I think we've called our shot and
Will
we did
from
it
America.
The
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Good, great SEO.
Great SEO.
Yes,
yes.
And yeah, I think that people who are looking for an anthem, this is it.
Now, yeah, we didn't go that heavy on the fornication. But
you think we could have gone heavier?
I think my wife did a double take when I said that.
nice. Yeah, you were talking to us, right?
Yeah, I was talking to them.
Yeah.
It's a song for the kids. It's a song for families. So I think it was the right move to not go in that direction. Because we're pushing it in some more adult directions. I think Will found a bright. That song tastes like Raspberry Pink Lemonade. It feels like it.
Yes.
Good. That's
the
goal.
Light and airy, summery feel.
Okay. The part where you tell people to dance. Well, is there a certain dance that people should do at that point, Will?
I haven't come up with one, but I think that might be something we should come up with, for sure.
That's the TikTok moment, you think.
Yeah, that's the TikTok moment, I would say.
Yeah. Well, incredible job. I noticed the shorter runtime this year. Do you think that will help make the song break out, shorter runtime?
Yeah, I think so. I think
very radio friendly, 253.
Yeah, one of the big pieces of feedback last year, I know from you, is that you said it yourself, Rob. It was Karate Time is a little long. And I think cutting down the length there makes it more digestible,
Yeah.
More accessible.
Summary.
Yeah,
breezy.
More summary.
Yes.
You don't need to go over 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well said. So what do we do from here, Will?
We wait for the dough to roll in.
Generational wealth, next step. Step one, make song. Step two, ? Step three, generational wealth.
Heck yeah. So the song is now on iTunes and Apple Music. At the time of recording, it's not yet on Spotify, but it should be there very soon. Go listen
we're
to
gonna
it.
YouTube it? Or are we going to YouTube it this time?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are cutting into our own profits with YouTube. It did very well on YouTube last time. But
It did. It was like auto uploaded to YouTube, but this time I'm putting it on my YouTube channel.
Make that bank.
Yeah. Will, are we accepting a sponsorship from Starbucks for if they want to promote their raspberry pink lemonade?
Absolutely. I mean, we'll take whatever we can get.
Yeah.
Also, like Simply Lemonade, really good brand of lemonade. They've got like a good raspberry flavor.
Any lemonade company, we will take money.
Really, any lemonade company.
Let me tell the listeners what I'm looking at. Famously, Will, who's making in raking in big bucks from writing songs and whatever else he does, has a house with exposed brick.
Yeah.
Now we got Rob coming back after 2 days. He's got exposed brick in the background. I'm the only person with no exposed brick, and also Will's cat is, I think, on the podcast at this point.
Yes, thank you for painting the video picture for the audio podcast.
What's his cat's name, Will?
This is Juniper.
Juniper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she likes bothering me when I'm trying to do other things.
As most cats do.
As most cats do. Yeah. It's typical.
All right. Do we go to the mailbag now?
Yeah. Anything else on the summer of 21 song?
No. I was disappointed. I wasn't able to include anything about cutting off your pinky toe. Anything about UFOs? Anything about Jeff Bezos or exposed brick? Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's only so much you can fit into 3 minutes.
Yep.
Well, nothing about gonorrhea.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, maybe the director's cut. Was there any line that was very close to getting in that ended up getting cut at the last second?
No, you know, it just kind of all came together and it all just felt right. And I recorded it.
So. Okay. Well, incredible job. Once again, can't wait to hear what the audience has to say. And
can't
with
wait.
That, we will get to our mailbag. And since we are out without a mixer, we're just going to go into the mailbag. Right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes, all right. Mailbag number one. Was it 135?
Mm-hmm. First of all, Rob, you should have done the you know, like Peppa says on our podcast.
She's done
before the.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It cuts like
I forgot about that.
And
yeah. Akiva, we must have a mountain of mailbag suggestions after, what, 3 weeks since we last recorded? No? Maybe not.
We do have a mountain, but I want to start with some old news.
Okay.
I want to start with some old news. We had a controversial on Mailbag 134. We had a controversial, one of the most controversial in the history of the podcast, rejections of an idea.
Yes.
It was an idea from the great Rob C.
Three Fast, Three Furious.
Yes. I will say dozens of people said, like, are you insane? Like, this is an obvious idea. I wasn't really thinking in the right mindset at the time.
Okay. Well, let's hear Will from America. What did you think about the Three Fast, Three Furious debate?
I think it would be a hilarious episode. I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie.
Same.
I've heard they're like all pretty much the same. A lot of talk of like family and you know,
la familia.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I think this would be a great way to dive into the movies without having to like spend a lot of time actually watching them. So it's like win-win.
Okay, so for people who don't know or don't remember from a few weeks ago, Rob's idea was we watch Three Fast, Three Furious as we watch all 9 Fast and the Furious movies on 3x speed.
Yeah.
Now, my only question, Rob, is like, is this logistically possible? Like, where do you watch movies on 3x speed?
I have, for Google Chrome, the Video Speed Controller app, and that's how I watch most of my things.
Okay, so that's doable. I can download that app. That's fine.
Yeah. My bigger question, are all of the movies available for streaming?
I think they are. It's a very popular franchise. I'd assume they're available for streaming.
Yeah.
Now, the 9th movie is first coming out next weekend, I think, on right? Probably Friday?
I thought it was already out for like a month.
No, it's not out yet.
No.
Yeah.
Will's our movie buff.
Yeah, I've been seeing trailers.
I think it's not
out,
and I guess
Will,
not
do you ever watch movies
boss,
on 2X?
Since he's never seen this movie.
On 2X, no.
Well, but you do watch faster. You could do it on Netflix now. If you watch Netflix on a computer, they'll give you they let you watch on 1.5.
Yeah, I'll do like 1.5 if it's like a movie I'm really not into, and I just want to like see what happens.
Yeah.
So Fast 9, really just called F9, came out in Italy in April, but is not being released until June 25th in the United States. So I guess that's perfect. It could be an idea that you know is not eligible this week anyway, since we couldn't do it until 2 weekends from now.
In Italy, it's actually called Rapido Nove.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Rob flexing his Italian knowledge. What's F? What's the letter F? It's not even fast.
It's F-A.
Like, F-A Nove?
Called.
Okay.
The Il Rapido e Il Furio.
Know the Rock in Fast 9. Vin Diesel, we got John Cena, but no Rock.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
can we put that on
to do like the spinoff series?
Yeah, I think him and like Vin Diesel,
Jason Statham, somebody
in The Rock can't be in the same room together. I think.
Yeah,
where are we going with this? All right.
I think we're putting it on the wheel. Yeah, I mean, you like the idea. It's your idea. I'm happy to do it. People really want to hear it.
I mean, I think it would be a great podcast. I do not long for watching eight
You're going
or nine.
To regret this
I will
suggestion.
Regret it. I will regret it, but I would rather do this than watch Groundhog's Day every day of for 7 days in a row.
So this is a punch-up of the idea I've been begging us to do for 4 years.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that the Groundhog's Day thing just seems like I'm Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill. Uh-huh. This is Fast Nine with no
this
rock.
This is Sisyphus pushing a different rock up the hill 1/4 mile at a time.
Yeah, but this is just going up a giant mountain. This is not the same thing over and over again.
Got it. Okay. I'm in. 3X, I think, is funny. I'm in. I think now we don't have the noise, right? We're gonna have to make the noise ourselves to put it on the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's try that.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
There we
go. Okay.
Beautiful. All right. Put it on the wheel. It's not eligible for next week. We couldn't watch all nine anyway. Three Fast, Three Furious.
Does it get three spots on the wheel?
I mean, is it available forever? Like that movie's coming out. It's going to be hot for a week or two. Like, is this a permanent wheel spot? Should we wheel jam it?
I think
it's
fine? Just as relevant.
Okay.
You know, a year from now as it is now, right?
I think you're right. I think it's probably funnier when nobody's talking about it.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. By the way, this was another spin on the idea, no pun intended, from Jake. His idea was called Furious George. When this is suggested, Rob and Akiva take a Curious George Sporkle quiz. Whoever does better watches season 3, episode 7 of Curious George for the next week, but the loser has to watch all 9 Fast and the Furious movies.
How much Curious George do you have to watch?
One episode. It's season 3, episode 7 for the winner.
And then, like,
the
I
loser,
don't think the,
instead
the
of both
podcast,
of us watching the 9 movies, the loser has to do it.
I don't feel like the podcast is as good when we're both not talking about the same thing, though.
I agree. It's a lot of movies. Like, I don't even know, like, think about our notes for 9 movies. Like, we're not even going to know which movie was which. It's going to be
It'll be a blur. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As it should be. Because
right. It would be a blur if we watch 9 movies regularly. But it's literally going to be a blur because it's 3X.
It's really
we're
watching 3 movies. And frankly, we've watched 2 monkey movies for one episode of the podcast.
That's
so
true. And
this is not
quality.
That much worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the runtime on the Fast and Furious movies?
I don't think they're short movies.
Yeah, I feel like they're pretty long.
They should be pretty fast.
I got some bad news.
Yeah,
at least like 2 hours.
The ninth movie is 2:25.
Yeah.
2:25.
Yeah, this was your idea. I just
not
when you regret this and like lose your will to live.
I'll watch that one on 4X.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Okay. Put 3 Fasts here on the wheel.
3 Fast, 3 Furious. All right. Here's an idea that came in today from Brian. Okay? He says, greetings to the lads from Long Island.
Yeah. I thought we're Long Island lads. The lads from Long Island is very wordy.
Okay. Greeting to the Long Island lads. Today, he says, I bring you a great idea for the wheel that meets all of your criteria.
Okay, great.
One, it requires only 30 minutes to an hour of viewing. All right. Well, let us tell you about 3 Fast, 3 Furious. 2, it's guaranteed to be something you can make fun of and have fun with. 3, I like that he's like letting us know, because I am curious what our criteria is. 3, it allows you to discuss shows that are too precious without offending anybody. 4, it has the ability to have a permanent place on the wheel, like the fishbowl, the crappy movie diaper.
Okay.
And 5, he says there's almost limitless content.
What's
the idea,
my interest.
Rob?
Yeah.
It's called Rob and Akiva Jump the Shark. Rob and Akiva take a look at the episode of a famous show where it jumped the shark. These episodes are infamously bad even to the lovers of these beloved shows and will provide plenty of entertainment. He said you could have some sort of lottery to do it, but basically, some of the episodes are the famous literal jump the shark episode of Happy Days, where Fonzie jumps over a shark. Roseanne wins the lottery. Bobby Ewing in the shower in Dallas. Troy disappears from Community. And he says the Renap community would be able to come up with many more. He says, gentlemen, please let John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins, RIP, immediately eat a piece of the Weird Mushroom King and level this idea straight to the wheel.
Okay. Can I workshop this a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Why don't we just like Rob and Akiva jump the shark as a spot on the wheel? It's basically like our trash where we watch 3 episodes of shows that famously jump the shark in a specific episode.
Okay, Yeah, we could do that. I think that's good. That's basically what he's saying. We're just doing three in one instead of like a permanent
wheel spot.
Yeah, but
let's not have like another mechanism. Like,
no, of course not. Of course not. It's too specific.
Put that in the jump the shark jar.
No. We don't need it.
I don't think
it would be a jump the shark tank, I think, Rob.
Okay.
Jump the shark tank.
Jump the shark jar.
Yeah.
I don't think there are enough shows where it's like, this is clearly the episode where, like,
this is a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are listeners
to do like three.
Yeah.
Our listeners are such TV-aholics. I think we're not going to put this on the wheel now. We will. Yeah. Let me get suggestions for ideas from the listeners, and then we'll come up with the two or three best ones that we'll do.
And I have some ideas for who could be the guest for that, but we'll save it for off.
Perfect.
We'll talk it through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. That's fun. I had another idea I was thinking about, Rob.
So that's technically in the waiting room.
That's in the waiting room, but I have no problem putting it on. We just need some more information.
Yeah, let's just make sure we have our ducks in a row.
Yes. Or sharks in a row.
Sharks in a row, yeah. But that was right
okay.
there.
Okay, I have a couple things I've been meaning to discuss. Next week, we're really going to get into, like, the listener. You know what I'm going to do also this week? Because we get emails, but some people don't want emailing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to make a Google form and let people also submit permanently on the Google form. I think we'll get a lot of ideas that way.
Great idea. And then we'll make a short link to it, robhasawebsite.com/wheelideas.
And I've done it before for other things, but I think I'm going to have a permanent one. Okay.
How about that, Will? That was pretty efficient, right?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple ideas that we've maybe discussed before and we need to sort of sort out right now.
Okay.
Number one, Rob's biggest fan, I think, should go on the wheel. I think that's ready.
You have enough people for that?
I have enough people for that. I will, you know, make one more call in case somebody else. I got an interesting DM. I don't want to get into it because I want to save it for the actual podcast. I don't want to spoil it. But I got an interesting DM from somebody who missed the Google form, but really wanted to be Rob's biggest fan.
Hmm.
Maybe a little too much.
Yeah, I'm really just worried I'm gonna let my biggest fan down.
Never meet your heroes.
Yeah, I don't want them. If they meet me, then they'll be like, eh.
Did that happen with me, with Jacob? I feel like he still likes me.
Still likes you.
Maybe with Kaya the first time. I think she probably liked me better before I acknowledged her.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine. You have plenty of fans. If you lose a fan, big deal. There's more fans in the scene.
Number one,
You don't even know who your number one fan is right now.
Yeah.
Number two moves up a spot.
I think people
maybe we should name number two also, just to keep number one like looking over their shoulder.
Oh, that's true. That is true. I think it'll make them more competitive. That is true. We will name your second biggest fan. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So can we put that on the wheel?
If you say it's ready to go.
It's ready to go. It's ready to go.
Okay. So is this Rob's biggest fan?
Rob's biggest fan is the name of the podcast.
Okay. All right.
There we go. All right. Wheel's getting all full. I don't know if Kelly White's going to get married anytime soon because that only has one spot on the wheel. She'll have like a real wedding because
that's why I said we could have done it in the mailbag.
I think it's fine. She said there's no rush. I asked her at the end of the last episode.
Yeah,
I don't think it happened on air. I said, do you want us to wheel jam? And she said, no need.
Well, should Kelly White get married? Come down the aisle to the summer of 21.
I think she has to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least going to be the first dance at the.
Yeah,
at the
reception. Hoping we get it done this summer.
Yeah.
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 Okay, fine. The other thing I wanted to discuss, here's another idea, which is called, Can You Impress Rob and Akiva?
Okay.
Hmm. And basically it's a call-in show. It could be on Clubhouse or StreamYard or, you know, any sort of call-in device.
Okay.
And listeners call in and they basically have to keep us on the phone for as long as possible.
Okay.
If we're done with them, we hang up, we move on to the next person. The person who keeps us on the phone the longest is the winner and gets whatever the prize, maybe 100 of Chester's dollars or Shut Up Tim's or something.
Okay.
Or can stay for the mailbag.
Yeah, so it's some sort of rodeo. How long they stay with this bucking bronco that is Rob and Akiva?
Absolutely. We're bucking broncos. They're the guy on the bucking bronco. What's that? What's the person's name who's in the rodeo?
Mm.
What's a rodeo guy's name?
Bull rider?
I'm a bull rider. Yeah, bull riders are rodeo people. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. They're the bull riders.
What do you think of this, Will?
I think this has potential. I think if you do it, it needs to be with the caveat that like people who are friends of the pod are like not involved, because like obviously you guys are going to be more inclined to talk for longer with people who you have a better.
We're not going to want to hang up on the regulars, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe you'll feel like less bad about hanging up on
should
the regulars.
Should there be a rule? Like, what are the, there's so many podcasters now. It's like,
yeah.
What if you've been on like three RHUP podcasts, you're ineligible to like win this prize.
What if, okay.
Yeah.
What if we had somebody that they were not on the phone, but they were like on some sort of a chat service, and we had somebody who was reading the message from the person, then we wouldn't know who it was. It's like, okay, mystery person has, and then we have our reader, our host, say it's Will, and he's just reading the messages as they're coming in.
So we're having a conversation, but we're not listening to the person.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Will? More interesting or less interesting?
I think less interesting, just because of like the delay in communication.
Yeah, I
you're like
that
waiting for the other person to like type
wise,
back.
I also think the dynamic will be fun. But I do think there's some value to your idea, which is what if like we got to choose? They had a pitch, like it was like a one sentence pitch or even like a 5-word pitch. Like why? Because let's say 100 people call in. Like why should we speak to person X first? Like hey, you know I'm gonna eat my pet iguana if you don't answer. Like oh no, all right, we gotta answer. We gotta or like that person. Like I have an amazing story. Something happened to me today. Like they're pitching in their, they're making a like a brief pitch for why we should have them on.
I don't think this should go on the wheel yet. I think it still needs a little more seasoning.
Yeah. Okay, fine. If anybody has an idea how to tweak that, but I think it's good. We haven't done a lot of like us with the listeners recently, so I'm up for doing more of that.
Yeah. Not since the Clubhouse mailbag when Clubhouse jumped the shark.
Yeah. Clubhouse. Courtney writes in, she says, has anybody suggested Drop Dead Fred for the crappy movie diaper? I'm not sure if this is a good idea. I trust Robin and Kevin to make that decision.
Is Drop Dead Fred a crappy movie?
Okay, so I'm looking. It is a 5.9 on IMDb, which is way too high, but weirdly, an 11% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is just right.
The critic score?
It just says 11%.
I don't think it is a particularly bad movie. I think it might have like some gross out humor that I feel like critics like. What's the fan rating on Drop Dead Fred?
Well, 5.9 IMDb 5.9 is way too high.
Rotten Tomatoes has a 77% audience score.
That's crazy. Yeah, so that's way too good. Yeah. It's almost like
good
movie.
I think people like that movie. I can really see some like critics being like, disgusting. That it's 1991. We don't like this kind of immature humor.
The world wasn't ready for Drop Dead Fred.
You know, we'd been doing something, Rob, for the last like few weeks. We didn't really do this episode, which is we would just like get on and just talk for 20 minutes before the mailbag, which I think was like a good idea you had. We didn't really do it this episode. There is something I do want to talk to you about.
Okay.
And neither of us are big Marvel movie fans.
Yeah, I'm not against it. They just like
we're not haters.
I'll probably watch more of them when my kids are little. But
your kids will get into it. Mine too, probably. One of my sons is very into superheroes.
I've been busy these last 15 years building a podcast network. Okay,
And now I didn't have time
building an empire.
I didn't have time to watch 30 movies.
Mm-hmm. Now it's built. Rob moved away.
Yeah,
and hopefully it'll run itself.
Yeah.
This is an idea from John Tanner. He says, we're going to watch a Marvel movie. What's that, you say? You couldn't guess if it gave you 10 choices. Here's an idea that transcends the media, John says. Obviously, the current mainstream cookie-cutter Marvel movies would make poor suggestions for the crappy movie diaper, but let's consider exploring Marvel's first big screen adaptation. You know what that was? Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
I watched this as a kid, which is insane. So did I, John.
It's a legendary crappy movie.
Yes, and recently sat through most of it as an adult. The movie makes Super Mario Brothers look like it makes sense. It's about a duck from another planet. Yeah. It's exactly like Earth, but it's just ducks. It's transported to Earth and gets up to wacky misadventures that are far more adult in nature than initial premise suggests.
Will, have you ever seen Howard the Duck?
I have seen Howard the Duck.
Yes.
I mean, it's a lot to talk about. It's definitely a crappy movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's a legendary crappy movie. Like Super Mario Brothers, which is like, you know, I do like this direction of like hitting the all-time crappy movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers was very fun to watch. He says George Lucas produced it, and it was such a big flop, he sold off his CGI animation division, and that ultimately became Pixar. Oops.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
So I would say put Howard the Duck in the crappy movie diaper.
I think it's a good call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we only have four, I think, in there right now, because we've taken some out. But right now in there is Mac and Me. Oh, there's five in there. Mac and Me Cats, which I think is never going to happen.
Yeah.
Theodore Rex, which is the Whoopee Cushion. Weekend Bernie's 2, Chairman of the Board of Carrot Top, and now...
Yeah, I think we have like a really good selection right now of all-time crappy movies.
And Cats.
Yeah.
Which
all-time
might be...
All-time worst movies. Yeah.
I think that's very good.
In the conversation.
Okay. So I'm excited about that. We're putting a lot of stuff through today. I guess like 3 weeks of backup. It's just all
going through. Look, we were backed up, Akiva.
It is true. Now, because we were backed up, I think the listeners were backed up too. We don't have like a ton of old suggestions.
What does that mean? The listeners are backed up. You mean with sending us stuff?
No, I think we got a lot of stuff.
Or they have a lot
today.
Of stuff to listen to. Yeah,
I don't know. We had a lot of stuff. By the way, Jennifer had said, and we sort of touched on this. I forgot about this with the Fast and the Furious idea. Said, what if Rob watches the Odd Ones and Akiva watches the Even Ones, and we try and catch each other up on what happens?
Oh,
on the
okay,
saga.
That's interesting.
He said, Rob will like this idea,
guys, at least.
Because it's a way to lighten the load. Plus, it would be fun to hear you guys explain the movies to
each
other.
Yeah, who is this? Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Yeah, she knew me. She knew that. She knew what I would like. Yeah.
What if we...
Because
what
I think that rather than recap, I think it might be very fun to sort of like that we're passing the baton back and forth and trying to fill it. Like, we're like, now this is a team building exercise of like, we're trying to fill in the gaps.
Yeah,
I think it's really
like
good.
It's like the Explaining Star Wars podcast. Exactly. Like,
what happened to that guy? Where was he in this movie? It's like, well, funny story.
Yeah. Right. Where is Jordana Brewster? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if we each watch? Should we each watch 9, though, the new one? That way it's not like, because she's giving you more work than me. You got the odds, I got even.
I'll do the odds. It was my idea.
But you don't think we should each watch 9 because it's the new movie?
I think we could figure that out as we get closer.
Okay, fine. But I think that's great. I think because now it's like, even though it was funny, watching 9 is insane, and now we only have to watch 4 or 5, I think is much more tenable.
Right? Well,
is even
mean,
like
is,
loading
is
them
nine
up and putting them on 3X?
Is it like an HBO Max? Do I have to go to a movie theater?
No,
I think you'd have.
I'll hook you up. The podcast
is
good.
You'd be able to
we'll
find it somewhere,
up.
I'm sure.
Okay. That's good. By the way, Akiva, I don't think that it sounds like the listeners were backed up. It sounds like the listeners forgot about us.
That might be what happened. But they're back because we got a bunch today, but we didn't really have much stuff.
We got a bunch today, but
for the last 2 weeks.
I've seen a lot of people saying like they were really missing your nap.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but I don't think they were sending in ideas to the mailbag, which is fine. We were on vacation. That's really all I have for now. But we'll come back with a vengeance next week with a lot of mailbag ideas after I make that form.
Okay.
Will, you don't have anything for us?
The only thing I do have is Daniel Schiffman, creator of the RenatBot, wants to do as sort of a quasi sequel to the Song of the Summer podcast. He wants us at some point to write a song that only includes lyrics generated by the RenatBot.
Okay, that's an idea.
You don't like that.
I like it. I mean, it's funny. It's a funny idea.
Mm.
We could almost like, we'd have to like go through the whole RenatBot archives. The funny thing about the RenatBot, 90% of the RenatBot's tweets are very disposable. It's like, you know, then you'll see a real winner and it's like, that makes it all worth it.
Yeah, it's just like us sifting through the gold, I would imagine.
Will, would it be from like existing RenatBot vernacular, or is it from like, is the RenatBot going to spit out new lyrics?
No, so it'll spit out new lyrics. He did something similar for the like Christmas song we made for RenatBot.
Yes.
Where it made like a kind of like a template to write the 12 days of Christmas. And I believe he's working on something similar.
Is there anything else besides a song that we could create from RenatBot-generated material?
I mean, like a RenatBot-generated like spec script, I think, is a possibility.
Yeah, that's something, too.
Yeah. I don't know if that's been tossed out there before.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be too nonsensical. Like, I almost feel like that the song, you could make it too good. Like, most songs are gibberish.
That's true.
Even the songs I like are like, oh, wait, what does that even mean?
Yeah. No.
Bucket Enema? Sure. I think that that is the future of songwriting. It's just AI bots, like, just dropping, like, unbelievable songs. Mm-hmm. 5 years from now, like, people like Will are going to be out of business. It's just going to be bots writing all the best music.
Hope that doesn't happen to podcasts.
I like Katy Perry 17.1. She's, like, my favorite singer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, Will?
No, nothing else here.
Okay. Akiva, anything else that you've been thinking about?
I mean, I've been thinking about a lot of things, not that podcast related.
Like what?
I've been very busy. It's weird because, you know, normally I'm not busy. I would describe myself normally as, like, extremely available. And now I'm busy, and it's different. It's like, it stinks. I don't want to be busy, you know? I want as little to do as possible.
Okay. All right.
So should I don't we know get if people to, could identify with that.
Should we get to the wheel?
Yeah, we could spin the wheel.
Yeah, okay. Let's go for it.
All right. All right. Here we go. Season 3, episode 7. That's going to be a little complicated right now. The fishbowl is en route to where I live.
Did not make the cut on the plane.
Yeah, the season 3, episode 7 fishbowl was not in my luggage.
Can I just say, if you had said, like, Nicole, like, we're flying, do you mind just holding the fishbowl or putting it under your seat during the flight? Would have been such funny content for, like, Instagram stories if Nicole had, like, the fishbowl on her lap.
Yeah, we were really maxed out on suitcases on this trip.
Was it very apparent on the flight you guys were moving across the country? Way too much stuff?
We had way too much stuff. And it was, like, it almost didn't fit in the shuttle that we were taking to the airport. It was it was a whole, and again... Yeah, and it's just me and Nicole, and then, like, my two boys who, you know, Dominic tried to help, and Anthony was, you know, the five-year-old was not very helpful in terms of carrying anything. Yeah. So it was a task.
Yeah, well, movie sucks, traveling with kids, not great. It doesn't
sound
like
fun. Put it all together,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yada, yada, yada. Happy to be back. Okay.
All right, so we'll randomize the fishbowl if it's there. We also have the chance for the first ever guest choice, potentially, with Will here.
Yes, the coin flip. Yep. The crappy movie, the jam-packed crappy movie diaper. People's choice. Sequel mechanism. Rob and Akiva get trekked. Okay.
Yep. Been there for a while.
Been there for a while. Sex and
Probably
Akiva.
The longest one.
Yes. Speaking of Shut Up, Tim... that I noticed that my hometown minor league baseball team, the Durham Bulls, I was looking at their promotional schedule, and I noticed that they have a Shrek night coming up in September.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Fine.
Sunday, September 12th, which happens to be NFL opening weekend.
Okay, I'm not
going to compete
be there.
With that. Against the former Mets affiliate, Norfolk Tides. It's going to be Shrek night.
So that's the next Renap live show.
All right. And are you going to make Shut Up Tim stay in a hotel, or is he coming to your place?
For Shrek night?
Yeah. I mean,
it would be much more convenient for him if I don't live that close to the stadium.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did the giant Shrek talking thing make the trip? Is it en route?
It is. I didn't throw it out. I packed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
It's eating up precious cargo space in my pod. Yeah.
Rob is, if you really like, it's so big, if you map it out, Rob is paying like $3 a month just to host that one toy.
Right. Right. All right. We have guest choice, cheaters, Taurus season. What are we, Gemini season?
Yeah,
what,
Gemini Will, season now.
It's Gemini. Will,
are you into the astrology?
I'm interested.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't
I'm
know much
curious.
About it.
Yeah.
Gemini is a good... I like the name Gemini. I'm happy to talk about Gemini.
If it doesn't come up this week, next week, it'll be on the Cancer season. So, I don't know. We might have to...
That's canceled.
Put on pause.
Yeah. Okay. Can we call it Crab season? That's the symbol of
Crab
cancer.
Season. Yeah, sure.
That sounds delicious. Okay. All right. Rob Nikita gets soapy. The Kelly White Wedding.
That.
Yeah. Song of the Summer is off. Peeved off when we're gonna do something with listener pet peeves.
Yeah, it's the pet peeve off.
Yeah. And then Three Fast, Three Furious, not in contention for this week, and Rob's biggest fan. All right. You are not going to be able to hear the clicking sound for the wheel this week.
We'll make it. Tell us when to start. We'll do the wheel.
All right. Here we go. We're going to spin in 3, 2, 1, spin.
Here's Rob. Okay. Here's Rob fixing it to the one that he wants. Hold on. He's moving the mouse.
Okay. This is going to be complicated because it's season 3, episode 7.
All right.
All right. Luckily, we have Will from America here, keeper of the Will's Wheel list. So that should help things, no?
Should help things, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I've got the list here.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and take a look. Akiva, could you bring up what is on eligible for season 3, episode 7?
Absolutely. We have Gilligan's Island, Gilmore Girls, Doogie Howser, M.D., Who's the Boss, Early Edition, Frasier, Desperate Housewives, The Sopranos. I'm sure your wife is going to be thrilled to come on with us this week.
Mm-hmm.
One Tree Hill, Full House, Sister Sister, which I have no recollection of putting on the wheel, and Sliders.
I think that that was that came up in the 4-hour TV tournament theme song bracket.
Oh, okay.
I have no memory of that either.
Yeah. No memory. And you wrote that. Like, that's your...
I put it on the spreadsheet and I don't remember it.
I can randomize this right now if you want, Rob. And great. Whatever comes up first, okay? So those are the options. And what are we watching next week? Rob, it's One Tree Hill.
Oh, with Brian Cohen.
Bus driver's route.
Yes.
Bus driver's route. At Brian Cohen underscore.
Cohen Brian
One
underscore.
Tree Hill.
Okay. All right. So, Brian Cohen.
That's exciting.
Okay. It's champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends.
They just announced like a One Tree Hill rewatch podcast that like the stars of the show are doing.
This was very
good timing.
What is One Tree Hill about? Yeah.
I don't know. I've assumed it's like along the lines of.
It's like a teen drama, but I think there's like basketball and I don't know much else. I know there's basketball.
I was going to say along the lines of Marcy's Playground, but that's not Dawson's
the
Creek.
Sex and
is what
Candy?
No, that's.
I smell sex and
I thought that was. I was getting that confused with Dawson's Creek. It's just
is
like.
Is that the theme song to One Tree Hill?
I don't think so.
Did kids know about that song even? Has that lack? Because that was a very big song when we were like high school ish. I don't know.
I included it in Win, Lose, or Ska.
Yeah, I don't know if the kids nowadays know about Marcy's Playground.
I don't think the Zoomers really
was that
know
on,
about it,
was
though.
That in the one hit wonder bracket? Marcy Playground?
I don't think
Sex
so.
Sex and Candy?
That'd
they don't have
one.
A second hit.
Yeah.
And it was a big hit.
Boy. Sex and Candy. I feel like the candy never went away in 2020. So I feel like that for summer of 2021, I think the former is probably going to be more popular. That's the fornication.
Sure.
Should they release a sequel which talks about fornication more? Fornication and sweets.
Can rhyme it with a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So right, One Tree Hill next week. That's exciting.
Yeah. All right. One Tree Hill, and then
really the wheel stacked. I'm excited for all these upcoming ideas.
You think One Tree Hill is somebody's address? Like, you could find me. I live at One Tree Hill.
Well, Tree Hill. Now, Hill is not like a typical street name, right? So, I don't think it's. I bet there is like one in the vast United States, but I don't know how many there are. Like, because tree also, it's like usually
I think
more specific.
It's spelled out O N E. I feel like usually an address you get the number.
Yeah, I. It would shock me if there was more than like one in the whole country. Cause like what is a tree? Like get maybe give me cedar. You know, there's types of trees that there's lots of streets like cedar and oak and pine, stuff like that. One Tree Hill. I don't know. There aren't a lot of hill streets that are just called hill.
There's One Tree Hill walking tour in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh,
is it a North Carolina show?
I'll head on over.
Oh,
that is wild. If it's a North Carolina show.
No, I think it's like, that's where they filmed it, maybe.
Oh, they filmed it in North Carolina. Okay.
They filmed it.
I'm not sure. I've never seen it.
One Tree Hill. For the listeners, let's see. Following a 4-year time jump, the 20-somethings of Tree... I mean, that's an episode? I don't know
I think... Wait.
Are we spoiling the whole series now?
I don't know. Nine
seasons.
I've
definitely not watched an episode of this.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The first paragraph from Wikipedia... One Tree mm-hmm. Hill is an American drama television series created by Mark Schwann. Stop looking at me, Schwann. which premiered on September 23rd, 2003 on the WB. Then the WB turned into UPN. And most of the filming took place in and around Wilmington, North Carolina.
Became the CW. They merged to become the CW.
Yes. Okay.
But oh, so Chad Michael Murray, he's like the big star from the show. Hillary Burton, Sophia Bush. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It has a really long starring names. Section on Wikipedia.
Well, it's nine seasons. A lot of people probably
187 episodes.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil anything. I want Brian Cohen to let us know who's
here. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So
he's the expert.
We'll see what goes on One Tree Hill, winner of two Teen Choice Awards.
Wow. Got to wake up mm-hmm. early to get two.
More
of
than you can say.
They still have the Teen Choice Awards?
I don't think so.
I feel like it's still around.
Are they,
Should we start the Tween Choice Awards? Yeah. You think like we just squat on
you
that name?
Started
we do
it
well
at the Bat Mitzvah the other night.
That's right, the Tween Choice Awards.
Yeah, let's see. Teen Choice Awards.
It won Choice Throwback TV Show in 2017.
Looks like
it
the
wasn't
last
even on the
one.
Air.
I think 2020 to the COVID-19 took out the Teen Choice Awards for 2020. It's still TBA.
As if we didn't miss enough.
Yeah. Jeez. So, Will, maybe that should have been part of our song of like on my way to the Teen Choice Awards.
It's been two years.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Will from America, where can people find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah. So you can follow me at Will from America. I'm doing a lot of podcasts. Really, just like some guest appearances on other podcasts. None really like of my own, but you know, if I'm doing anything, you'll hear about it there.
Yeah. Kind of remarkable, Akiva, that Will from America doesn't have a podcast.
I feel like he's support for so many shows that he's also like you have a day job, right, Will?
I do have a day job. Yeah,
he was also on the 32 Fans Adjacent movie podcast for a while.
Yes,
I think you still come on that sometimes.
Yeah, I go on there every now and then. I really got like too busy to do it consistently.
Look at this guy. He's too busy.
Yeah, he's too busy. Will, if you did have a podcast, what would be the subject matter? Board games.
I don't know. Probably D&D. I feel like that's the thing that I am involved in the most outside of work.
Okay.
That's me.
That's Dungeons and Dragons, Akiva, not Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Not Dunkin' Donuts.
What if you started like the Exposed Brick podcast and the premise is you only speak to other people who have it's like you're Mark Maron, but the guests are only people who have Exposed Brick in their house.
I mean, I think that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Only get the really top of the line guests.
You'd have to vet that people aren't just using a Zoom room.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, well, what about your website?
So I have I've temporarily stopped doing custom song commissions.
Okay.
For the public, it really just got to the point where I was like, it stressed me out anytime I would go to refresh my email.
If it doesn't bring you joy,
me joy. So you know, I threw it out. I'll probably get back to it.
People were paying him money, and we got this for free.
Mm-hmm. That's
pretty
true.
Impressive.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that there's a return on investment. For
oh
Will.
Yeah, there'll be a return on investment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Generational wealth.
That's all the payment I need.
Yeah. We created magic here in this episode. All right. And then Akiva, you're back from vacation.
Back from vacation. Well, really, you were on vacation. I was sitting here.
Wait,
grinding.
Hold on. You've been saying for 3 weeks how you were on vacation. This was your vacation.
Okay. I mean, I still did my other shows. We have a new girl episode this week. The non-new girl, but my co-host on that show and myself and you will be doing a podcast, I believe, this coming week. We got something in the hopper.
Yes.
On RHAP proper.
So, yeah, what is this? Mm-hmm. It's called Celebrity Dating Show?
Celebrity Dating Game. It's a new ABC show. We're going to get it while it's still there in the first episode before it gets canceled.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Are people going on dates? Is it like a panel show?
It's celebrities. Allie and I did a quick draft when we heard about it. So the reason we're talking about it is because Zooey Deschanel is the is hosting.
It's Zooey?
Not a big New Girl Old Guy fan here.
that's a joke? Or that's,
yeah, we call her Zooey. We call her Zooey. We only call her Zooey. And Zooey is the host, and it's a lot of celebrities. So we did a draft, like, guessing which celebrities would be on the show, and we nailed it. Speaking of nailed it, Nicole Byer, like it was people like we basically predicted exactly would be on it. Yeah, it's going to be, I don't remember if it's celebrities dating celebrities or if it's regular people dating celebrities, but we'll see.
We'll find out.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, so I got that. And then 32 fans this week, we talked about the NBA and Chester had one of our silliest ideas ever, which was we drafted airport codes, which is the three, like JFK, yeah. LGA. Yeah. Yeah. And it went very haywire very quickly.
Very haywire.
Oh, you listened to it? You heard it?
I started it.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't like my strategy?
No.
Yeah, I just drafted bad words.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Chester...
Okay, this is interesting. I thought Chester took it seriously. And
honestly,
then,
if I could be honest, like, it was his idea... And I didn't prep for it because I'm really working like 15 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just Googled phoned the bad words during the podcast.
Yeah, it's fine.
But people liked it. I mean, he made like a supercut of me saying like all 10 of my draft picks in like 10 seconds, like all 10 bad words. And it was funny.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And then we've got a lot coming up on Rob as a Podcast. Back to my full podcasting schedule. I'm going to be talking about Survivor South Africa right after our dinner tonight with Shannon and Gus and Mike Bloom. I'll be back with Puya this week talking about 90 Day Fiance, Happily Ever After. And then I'll be back talking about the 17th best season of Survivor. Co wrong. It's all happening.
Wow, do you feel weird that you missed the season? Are you going to rewatch the season that you missed?
Yeah, I'm wondering that too.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I got to watch things I've already watched. It's not like I missed, I listened to the podcast.
Yeah, you did listen. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, someone messaged me and said, do you care that someone broke your record? And I said, no, I didn't say anything, but I thought, no, because. Like, I knew it would be broken 15 times. You, myself, and Allie had the longest podcast in the history of RGP. It got broken. But it is interesting. You are not now the current record holder of the longest podcast on Rob as a Podcast.
That feels pretty weird.
So, can you guarantee you will break that record at some point over these last 16?
I don't know. We'll see.
I think you should. I think it's weird for you not to have the record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. Stay tuned.
Do you think they intentionally broke the record, or they didn't know about it? Probably.
I do not believe that Taryn had any idea what the record of Rob's podcast.
Who Akiva and Ali are? Any of that stuff?
Yes. There's many things I don't think he was even aware of. So I don't think it was intentional.
No, I don't think so either. But it's just very funny that you're not the record holder of your own show. Should we break it with Celebrity Dating Game? Should we go five hours on that?
Maybe there might be enough material there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right. There you go. Will, we're going to end this podcast the way we started the second half of this podcast with the summer of 21. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
I'm out of excuses. There's no doubt. I think I might just sell my house. Lemonade.
wasted. No more Zoom unless we're on the freeway. Rip up your fake IDs, cause